Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 184, take two. My name is Christopher Ricchio, and I am here with Mr. Travis Baum.
Hey!
And Jeff Chorney.
What's up, guys?
And there's still a delay, but we're going to work with it, I guess.
That's fine. Work with it. It's not that bad.
Today, we were originally going to be talking to WayForward Technologies about their newest game coming up, Blood Rain. But they are recovering from E3, so we're going to be doing that next week. So this week, we are actually streaming live, and we're going to be taking your calls. So hopefully that'll work out well enough. But before we do that, let's check around the table. Travis, what's up, buddy?
What's up? I'm not going to lie to you guys. There's a new lady in my life, and I was going to keep it quiet, but I was like, you know what? There's a new lady. Her name's Stella. I think she's from Europe.
That's right, buddy.
That is right. Finally. Yeah, so Jeff's been talking about this beer Stella for like the longest time ever. I know, right? And
Stella Glenn from EDP and also in this bad. No, not at all.
Yeah, he digs the Stella. Yeah. And it's a good beer, man. I really, really dig it. Nice and crisp, but yet smooth. Just like my woman in my life. You guys can hear me, right?
It is.
Yeah,
by far my favorite.
Okay, so yeah, it's actually really, really, I haven't had it draft yet, but I just found out the local place that serves brew, I guess. Yeah, they have it on draft, so I'm gonna try it out really soon. But it's good. So yeah, this week all I did was discover Stella. I did nothing but drink beer this week.
That is cool.
And Bloody Marys, those are good too. Yeah. So Jeff, what is up?
Not much, man. Canada's rioting.
Yeah, what is up with that, dude? I saw a video of someone who was trying to, stop people from breaking windows, and he got the shit beat out of him by, four guys that jumped him from behind.
Yeah, it's kind of bullshit. It's like that. It's, you know, what this happens. Sports fans take shit too serious. Because, this happens everywhere. I mean, the Lakers, man, they won a championship a few years ago. They rioted when they won the championship. And I'd hate to see what happened if they lost. And it's, you know, Canada's like,
is Canada rioting because Boston whipped that ass in the Stanley Cup?
Yes.
Yes. Really? And like, no joke.
Not Canada, just fucking Vancouver is.
Like the entire country's pissed because they suck it.
The thing is, I'm kind of indifferent because there's way more Canadians on Boston than there are on Vancouver. So technically, more Canadians won the cup than Americans in this year. So I'm like, it's fine. More Canadians are taking home the ring. That's cool. But yeah, I mean, it would have been cool to have it come back to a Canadian city, but no worries. It's kind of getting blown out of proportion. I mean, it's like there's one area that was pretty bad, and they're saying it was down to a few group of teenagers basically,
right?
And then everyone went out of control and started looting and shit. And the sad part, a week from now, no one's gonna care. So who cares? So why do we care? I don't care. Whatever. Fuck it. Chris, what's up with you, buddy?
Well, the one thing I want to say about that is that
fuck Boston.
USA, USA. I'm gonna see y'all in the chat box. Come on, USA.
The one thing I'm going to say about that is that, I mean, there are a lot of people talking about this issue, and shit, people get killed over soccer, dude.
Oh, dude,
it is not as bad.
Like friendly games.
Yeah, no doubt, man. It is crazy as shit. So, let's see what's going on my end. Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot. I really don't have
ready for this, right?
What's that? Yeah, this has been a pretty pretty big thing. I had to do end of stream from my place again this week, and basically I really got upset about the fact that I can't do voiceover. I mean, I actually had Navishin on Skype relay and chat back and forth, and it was really weird. But I just went into Monoprice and I bought a bunch of equipment to hopefully make it so that the next time I have to do industry from here, that I can do it.
Next time, buy the no lag wire.
Actually, I don't know if you guys caught it, but I took down the stream and put it back up. I lowered the bit rate, so hopefully that's going to help our lag
issues.
It
actually sounds great on this end right now.
It sounds a lot better now, I think.
Good stuff.
So yeah, that's it. Let's talk about some games, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff.
Let me make
Jeff is first today.
I'll make it. Okay. okay, whatever I'm playing.
What do you got, Jeff?
Awesome. All right, play some Infamous. Awesome. Infamous 2. A little more of that.
Can we talk about that now? Can we talk about that?
Can we note again that like Chris has these awesome like pictures up?
It's like, yeah, I just saw that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like, Jeff's pictures of it.
So played some Infamous.
This makes for great radio too, by the way.
it's what?
It makes for great radio.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm about halfway through, I'm guessing.
Well, have you finished up the first like area yet?
Yeah, once you do all the blast shards, is that like the game? Like basically you'd get all the blast shards and then you fight the last boss.
The blast core? Yeah, the blast cores.
Yeah, whatever. core shards. Yeah, core is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, if you get all the blast cores, I believe that's when you fight the beast. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So did you get like the fourth one?
I had an ex-girlfriend we called the Beast. Anywho, yeah, I think I have like three more of those to get, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Three or four, maybe. But I'm enjoying it quite a bit. You know what? The more I play that game, that's not a good-looking game, man.
Like, seriously? I told you guys last week that this game is not like... I didn't think it was like terrific. I didn't think it was much of an upgrade from the last game.
No, basically. I actually might think the first one might be a little bit better looking. In certain ways.
I don't agree that.
There's a lot more going on. I think the texture quality, because the thing is, I think there's so much more going on in Infamous 2. They had to lower the texture resolution, all that stuff. Because, I mean, when you're watching cutscenes and stuff and you're looking in the background, it just looks like oh my God, like really? Like, where did the PS2 type textures? I mean, that's not a big deal, but it really stands out when the character models look a hell of a lot better than everything else. But it doesn't take away from the fun. I mean, I never liked Infamous anyway because it looked good with the story. I just liked it because it's fucking damn fun. And this one far is just as fun as the first one.
Yeah.
Like a little bit more. I want to beat it though because I know Travis, I know you beat it. And I want to talk about that because I don't know. I've been hearing some things.
Yeah, we need to do a spoiler section toward the end. I'm going to be honest. I'm just going to like lay this down. No spoilers, of course, but like... I've seen the good ending and the bad ending. I do not know, but seeing both endings, I do not know how they're going to do an Infamous 3.
Well, don't even. Yeah.
No, it's not a spoiler. No, it's not. No, it's not.
The first thing I think of when you say that is like either his powers gets taken away or he dies. It's got to be like one or the other.
No, it's but no, because how
don't
can
even,
that
don't,
be? I'm just saying.
Just Super Saiyan. Just Super Saiyan.
No, I did not ruin it. Don't worry.
I know. I don't even want you to hint at anything. But what else am I playing? So a little bit more Witcher 2. I dabbled in some... more Street Fighter AE. I mean, it's more Street
of course.
Fighter. I won't get into that because I mean, people are like, it's over fighting games, whatever. Mortal Kombat. I jumped into some Mortal Kombat last night again. Game's still fun. People need to start playing that more.
I'll play it more with you, dude.
Yeah, you know what? I have it, and after I bought it, I haven't played it yet. I haven't even unwrapped it yet.
Yeah. Is the PSN up yet? We'll play.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it came back on, like, yesterday, maybe. But, yeah, that's basically it, man. I haven't played much other than that at all. I played Portal 2 for a bit on PC.
Oh, yeah? You downloaded it off Steam. Did you play single player or multiplayer?
I just played single player. I just want to see how much it like looks compared to the console versions.
It looks a lot better, doesn't it?
It looks a lot better.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say like it's still... It's the aliasing thing that's like... It's so smooth compared to consoles.
But yeah, yeah. That's the big thing.
That's about it. Really.
That's cool, man.
Who's going next?
Travis, you're up. What's up?
Why not?
Give us something new, buddy.
Okay, Wing Commander Privateer is on good old games, so I played that.
Are you serious? That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
Which one's Privateer?
Privateer is the Wing Commander where like you have to fully like you have full. I don't know about the other Wing Commanders, but I don't remember this in other Wing Commander
games.
It's
one that nobody cared about, basically.
Well, the Mark Hamill ones, I don't remember having to like totally like buy and equip like fully equip your ships with like guns and radars and armor and stuff. Like, I don't remember that. So Privateer kind of had that because you micromanaged your ship and you took missions and you had to go out into the galaxy and do those missions. And of course, there's like side missions and a main storyline. And but it's like super good, man. It's that old school fucking good, just like Wing Commander gameplay. And I think it totally holds up. And I was thinking about why it holds up, because at first I was like, oh, this, you know, because controlling it with a mouse is like you're mental if you play it that way. Because it, I guess, like playing video games with a mouse wasn't really invented yet, because it does not work whatsoever. So I'm playing with the directional pad on the up, down, left, right pad on my keyboard. So I'm playing it and it's playing better, and I'm starting to get used to the controls, because it didn't come with any instructions for some reason. I guess I have to look in like the README file or something. So I'm looking around and I'm playing it, and I finally get all the controls down, and I'm just like so surprised on how well this game holds up. Now graphically, yeah, it's super dated. But like just like gameplay wise and fun factor, it holds up very, very well. And
Mode 7 for days, son.
Well, no, isn't Privateer the polygonal one? Didn't they switch to that by then?
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I'm going to go back to not caring then.
Not really, no. It's not fully polygonal. Okay. It's all sprite-based.
All right.
So you'll see like the ship that you're attacking like kind of like change directions. Like, but it's like there's no frames. It just like changes. Like it's going forward, then up, then up, then down, then sideways. Like it'll move like that. But the reason I feel it holds up is that we haven't had a really good, you know, space simulator in a long time.
Yeah, it has been a while. I mean, they brought out
a long time.
Is it a good one? Probably Colony Wars.
Colony Wars. Yeah. I mean, the
which I do have, and I gotta say, I mean, I popped in Colony Wars a few months back, and I'm totally enjoying Privateer way more than Colony Wars. There's something about Colony Wars that it just feels dated on when you're playing with sticks.
Really?
But yeah, I'm just being real, man. But like, you know, Privateer feels really good once you remember the controls and what you have to do. But yeah, I was playing a little bit of that. Beat Crysis 2 finally.
Okay.
It took me a while, but I finally beat it. It's good.
So you finally beat that shit.
Finally beat that shit. It's still my favorite single player experience for a first person shooter on a console.
First shooter, yeah. I
just think the controls are like super tight. There's some great set pieces, good fights. The AI is probably the best I've experienced since like Halo Reach.
When it's not being retarded.
I was just going to say, what about the issues that Jeff was having originally? Were you finding that?
See, I wasn't
that
having
kinda
that.
Goes away. Like, that kind of goes away after like a certain point.
But doesn't it go away? Doesn't it go away after you stop focusing on, okay, how can I start this mission being stealthy? As in, okay, I'm going to go in, kill a couple guys. Then I'm going to hide and go stealth and then move on. Like once if you have it in the mindset, I'm going to be stealthy from A to B, it's not going to work because yes, you fire a gun and everybody's on your ass. But like, if you like, you know, stealthily kill a couple of guys, then go out and do your armor and, you know, bolt a couple of guys, for a few minutes and then you go stealth, then they can't see you. And then you can kind of like, it's more or less like using stealth to flank people and then go back into guns blazing mode. That's the best way to use stealth.
And once you realize, like, if you're invisible, and then you basically come uninvisible, shoot someone, and go invisible again, then they don't see you. Whereas the game doesn't really teach you that. It just kind of, you go invisible, and the second you pull the trigger, if you don't go right back to invisible again, they see you. And it
to be fair, Prophet didn't teach Alcatraz that either. He had to learn that shit on his own.
Well, that is true.
So, that is true. No, but Crysis 2 was great. It was a good ending. You know, I didn't kind of get everything that happened in the game, so I went to Wikipedia and I was like, oh, so that's what happened.
There were some things that were kind of
convoluted about it, but you know what I'm talking about, like some of the main characters, some of the people that talk to you, you're like, I did not know about that fact about this person until I just read about it. So there was that, and picked up, let's see, Red Faction Armageddon.
Yeah,
and? Sorry,
picked it up.
Why are you sorry, dude? Bad. That was fun when I was playing it.
It's not bad. It's super good. Like, I do miss the...
But did you pay full price for it? World.
Oh, no. I totally got it from work.
okay.
So, no. It is good, Jeff. I mean, the core gameplay is there. It's Red Faction Guerrilla. So the core gameplay that I really enjoy from there is there. It's just that it's super linear. You're in a cave the entire time. Until it opens up, I'm sure there's some points where, like, you know, you're kind of outside. I've seen screenshots. You go outside a couple of times, but
yeah,
the game is good. Story is just throwaway, absolute throwaway.
Really?
You know, I think so. Yeah, I think so. They made a sci-fi movie prequel.
Oh, really? For a prequel for what? For Guerrilla, or just in general?
in general, okay. Bridging the gap between, because we needed a storyline to bridge the gap between Gorilla and Armageddon. So sci-fi, they sucked it up and just really, really, you know, made a quality program.
Knocked it out of the park.
Now, here's a question for you. Is that magnet gun, is that your primary weapon?
It will be when I get it.
When you get it, okay. Because that thing was awesome.
You play like a half-hour game, and you know what you're getting into. You know what you're going to get. It's a whole bunch of aliens coming at you, and you're in the tight corridors, and you can blow away things that are buildings with awesome weapons, like the magnet gun.
Like the magnet gun.
That's the game. But it's totally fun, and it works. I do miss the open world. I get Jeff's point, this is closer to where Red Faction started than Gorilla ever was, and I can get that, but I don't think the other two Red Faction games can hold a candle to how good Gorilla is. I think Gorilla was fantastic. You know, Red Faction.
Oh yeah, dude, I'm not gonna argue that.
They were okay first-person shooters, but Gorilla made this franchise. Gorilla brought the Red Faction branding, not back. I guess it was because that's nowhere near a AAA title, but
they just made it relevant.
It made it totally relevant, and this game kind of takes it back.
Even though
it's fun. Even though I'm totally going to play this game all the way through, even though I am enjoying myself so far, it is a back step. You know, the open world, the taking a sledgehammer to a 3-4 story building and taking it down like a grown fucking man is totally fun. And
like a grown fucking man.
To this day. Yeah, I still go back to Gorilla. So
Gorilla was good, man. I enjoyed it when I played it.
Yeah, it's super, super
I had
great.
Fun with it.
So that's pretty much it. I mean, I'll talk more about it next week and everything when we get more when I get more time with my, you know, my greasy little hands on that game. But that's pretty much it for me. So Chris, drop a bomb on me.
Okay.
I've heard Travis say that before.
Oh boy.
But never mind.
So into stream, let's talk about that real quick. I played some Alice, Madness Returns. And
yeah, talk.
I don't care what the reviews say. I was having a lot of fun with that game. It's gorgeous for one. It controls pretty tight. I mean, it's not like, it's got its issues, but I didn't have much of any problems. And, you know, besides the fact that like the combat is really mashy, I've gotten a couple weapons and
because yeah, we're not known to be God of War fans.
I know, right? Well, this is more mashy than God of War. Seriously, it's like square, 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 square. That's combat. And then
there's no triangle in there.
No, there's no triangle. No triangle.
No hard attack.
Not that I've gotten to yet. Anyway,
How about a launch? Is there a launch move?
Yeah, there's got to be a launch. You launch an enemy up there, and like if you maybe hit like a square, 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 back and square that launches them, then you jump up and square, square, square.
I don't know. I didn't do that.
This game sucks.
But you can break out. You can break out a pepper Gatling gun.
That shit.
You can break out a pepper Gatling gun, which was pretty cool.
Okay, that's pretty fucking cool.
So
continue, Chris.
I didn't get too far, but I mean, of what I played, I enjoyed it a lot. I mean, the scenery is interesting. It seems that when you get to like a new area of the game, you like Alice changes outfits all of a sudden. So because she was wearing the Mad Hatter area, I think, and she changed into a different dress, which was interesting. I enjoyed the hell out of it. So, don't believe the hate. Let's put it that way. Try it for yourself. I wouldn't suggest paying full price for it, but I mean, I had a good time. So, let's see. Besides that, I was kind of preparing for Way Forward because, a while back I bought a Buenos Blob and I never played it. So I played that on the stream for a little while. And, you expect it to be the cutesy kind of kiddie game. But it is an interesting game and it's got some very cool platforming puzzles to go through. And, the first thing that I noticed about it was that it is just drop dead fucking gorgeous. It is a good looking game. So if you are into like that platforming puzzle thing, that type of game, Buenos Blob might not be, you know, a bad choice for you. You might want to check it out. And the other game I'm going to mention again is Shantae, and I got a little bit further in this, and I have a feeling I'm going to be playing it a lot more because it kind of.
I saw this joint on the 3DS. It's on the 3DS store, right?
It's on DSi store. So
on DSiWare on the 3DS though, mm-hmm. But like, isn't it like it's like $9 or something like that?
It's $11. It's $11.
$11.
It's $11.
Dude, how good is this game? Talk to me, because I saw the video. Because what's cool about the 3DS store is like you can click on like more info for each of the games.
And yeah, and they show you a little video.
Mm-hmm. So they do a good job with that. And I was watching the video. I'm like, okay, this looks fun, but I don't know if I should like pull the trigger on $11.
Yeah, it's like $11.99 or something like that. But I'll tell you what, man. I think it's worth it because, I mean, all right. So last week I was talking about how it seemed like it was kind of a Metroidvania-ish game but instead of like traveling a vertical map, you're kind of going, horizontally through the X axis. And then I didn't play the first Shantae, so this is a new experience to me. It threw me a curveball because I went into a dungeon and then it felt like Zelda, but it was Zelda from the side, like Adventure of Link. Back in the day.
Ooh, you just turned me the fuck off.
No, it's good, dude. It's good. I mean, I'm just explaining the view. I'm just explaining how it plays. But it feels like you're in a dungeon, and you know that's when it actually starts to feel more like a. You know, it's like they took a Metroidvania game and a Zelda game and like smashed them together, and they came up with Shantae. And I mean, I'm still on like the first dungeon, but I'm really fucking enjoying it. So, I mean, Way Forward is doing pretty well, in my opinion. So,
right.
I need to get further in that.
I did notice one thing, that the animation for a DSiWare game, the animation is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. That's what they're known for. So, you can bet that when Blood Rain comes out, it's going to have that, you know, that high fidelity animation to it. And it's going to look pretty damn good. So, I'm really looking forward to that. But that is it. Besides a lot more Infamous. I think I am. I just did this the first story mission on like the last area. So I think I have one more blast core to go, and I'll be done. And one of the things that I'm noticing in this one, in the second one, is that blast shards are really not as hard to find because I am getting close to the end and I only have like 20 something left. I've gotten, yeah, I've gotten like 280
You're
something of them already.
So anal with that shit.
I am, dude. I swear to God, it's like I'm sitting here running through the stage and just constantly hitting that ping button over and over again, trying to find these blast shards. So
it's really hard not to, though, because I found myself in a couple of situations where, like, I mean, I can see you being pretty easy to beat each, like, you know, each campaign, good and evil. Within a span of about 10 to 12 hours. I think it's pretty simple.
Yeah,
to
I think that's about right.
Span of time, but I beat it at like 20. And I was in a mindset that, you know, I would play for an hour and I would be like, okay, this entire block of buildings, I'm just going to fucking conquer it. I'm just going to completely get every single thing I can in this block, every mission, every shard, every fucking bird that's flying around that I get to shoot down. Everything that I'm going to do, I'm going to do it in the span of time, this entire block. And that's what I would do with that entire hour, is just get everything I can.
See, I did it differently. I did it very similarly to the way I was doing the first game. It's like I would set a waypoint on the next like side mission, and then on my way to that side mission, I would just keep hitting ping. And every time I saw a blue dot, I'd go off and get the shard. And every time I saw a bird, I'd go and get the bird. And that's pretty much the way I did it. And it's... You know, Jeff, I know you're saying you can't do that, but with how easily Cole gets around the city, it really hasn't been much of an effort to do it in this, especially in this one. It seems like it's so much easier to get around the city in this one. So
what?
I'm like a fruit fly when it comes to that shit. Like, I'll be okay, I'm going to go do this mission, and then I'll see something. I'll be like, oh, okay, I go do this. And I'll see something, oh, I got to go do this, and I got to do this. And I'm like, what was I doing again? Oh, shit, that's right. Okay, I'm going to go for another, like, good mission or something like that. But I do like how... all the stuff that shows up in your radar is close. It's not far.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you see like a mission that's like literally that you can be, like jump one building away or take like one rail or something and you're there, that's kind of cool. I like that. But
yeah.
What I don't like is there a way to find out, like if you bring up your map and just look for missions that are active in between story missions, do they show on the map?
Yeah.
Okay, because I never tried, because I just realized, because like they only show something like what's in your kind of vicinity. And then so I figured the entire time, I'm like, okay, well, I'm between story missions, they usually give you like one good mission, maybe an evil mission. Then, of course, they have all those random ones that are like, you know, stop the bomb from exploding this guy's face or beat up this guy who's playing drums. And I don't know why you're going to beat him up.
Is it amazing like how nobody questions? I mean, everybody loves this game so much, so no one questions Sucker Punch's choice to have New Marais' finest. Just stare at a fucking bomb as it's beeping faster and faster. Only waiting for you to disarm it.
That game is like, so fucked up on that level. Like, the mission where what's her face first gets her powers, and you're in the cemetery, and there's people wandering around that cemetery just being like, as you're like beating the fuck out of like creatures and shit, and she's sitting there. The thing is, she sits there and she's talking while fighting, like everything's all calm. Like, oh yeah, I got these new powers. No, here I go. I got this stuff. And you should do them. And I'm like, you're getting attacked. Like, seriously. Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, it's pretty weird sometimes. But no one questions it. Like the AI is pretty bad in that instance.
The AI is but then
sometimes in the AI kind of makes me smirk. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. Like, every time a TV comes on, so you walk up to the TV to watch like Bertrand talk to you or something like that, you suddenly get a crowd of people behind you. Like next thing you know, there's like 10, 15 people behind you watching TV too. So like sometimes like the AI redeems itself, and I'm like, okay, that's kind of cool.
When you're sitting there getting attacked and they all run to you and you're like, get the fuck out of the way. Like, you can't.
You know, it seemed like when you were good in the last game, people threw like more rocks at the enemies.
Yeah, instead of like just charging them. Yeah, and here in this one, they charge the fuck out of them and just starts beating them up. Have you not noticed that? Oh shit! Yeah, dude. Well, I was sitting there like
that because that's why I kill the motherfuckers.
Yeah, you accidentally end up killing the civilians because they are beating the fuck out of the enemies, man. It's like I was okay. So I don't remember where I was. I'm in where I am right now is today, and all of a sudden there was like a shootout between the cops and the militia. And all of a sudden, I see like three or four civilians just run over and just start beating the living fuck out of one of these militia guys. And they're getting shot up by the militia, and they're like, I don't give a shit, and they just keep going after them. It was awesome. And
good
now
for the civilians, but those New Marais guys are tough.
There should be a fucking to get a platinum trophy in that. You should be able to go through the entire game without killing a single civilian. Because I don't think it's possible.
Not happening.
That's an achievement, motherfucker.
I wonder if I have. Because I can't, like, it's like it always, you know how it always shows you. After you finish a mission, it shows you like kind of what you've done. It said, okay, so you've had this many takedowns, you had this many live captures, you've injured this many civilians, right? Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen a civilian killed. I might have seen it like, well, maybe I saw it once.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, props to you.
I'm
because that's like
I'm
dude,
anal about that
my
shit too, man.
Kill a civilian because insanity.
There are some stinky farts.
I think they give you some leeway too, because I picked up some cars with people in it through those bitches.
I don't think the cars count. I think the cars you can toss with the many people in it.
Yeah, like, I think so too.
There's no car parked. I'm picking up with people driving by and shit.
Like, and you throw it at one of the boss characters and shit like that. Yeah, I've done that. Hey, the one question I have though is Travis, you've beaten the game. In the first one, they had one of your powers was when you grind, it recharges you. Do they not have that?
I never noticed that happening.
Yeah, they took that out, I think.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Because I haven't seen it happen once. I mean, it could have happened. Like, I think that what they did, they replaced that power with the ability to,
50%.
You get to unlock this ability where, like, when you're doing your melee attacks, when your meter is completely full and you hit triangle to connect that attack.
Yeah, it gives you back all your charge. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's pretty simple to do. So.
50% more recharge when you're just taking off of anything too, which
exactly
helps.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So yeah,
that's all I got, guys.
That's it, man.
Yeah,
real quick.
Hopefully, next week.
Yeah, hopefully, and we can have a 3-man spoil fest.
There we go.
That'd be fun.
I should have it done by then. I should have it done by then.
I mentioned real quick, guys. I mentioned the Stella Artois, but we didn't mention what you guys are drinking. Jeff, what are you drinking, bro?
I am drinking right now vodka and Diet Dr. Pepper. Gross.
That sounds so terrible.
But I'm going to be moving to Stella after this because this is just ridiculous. Yeah.
I have a nice tall glass of water because I seriously have no alcohol in my house right now, unfortunately. It's in a Robex glass. I don't know if that matters, but...
No, not really. But hey,
all right, should we move on?
I say Rebel on it.
That's a big
Robex.
There, I think.
Yeah, it's like a their big refillable cup and shit like that. So, should we move on?
News.
Cool.
Some news.
Nabishin says news, so I think we should do it.
All right, let's do it. Hey, what do you guys got?
So, one rumor. We usually don't want to, like, comment on rumor speculation, But the way that this generation has been going lately, this is probably going to be true. But rumored Capcom Devil May Cry collection in HD going to be hitting in November. So that'd be Devil May Cry 1, 2, and 3. Yeah, no specific, of course, nothing's been announced. But there was some box art shown on some, I think it was some Spanish website. It was the PS3 version, but apparently that has been debunked and that those the box arts were definitely fake. But the rumor hasn't exactly been shot down, so...
It makes sense. I mean, I don't see why they wouldn't, you know? Even if it is a rumor, I mean, Capcom could make just loads of money off of this shit, you know? So...
Everyone's doing it, man.
Everyone is doing it, that's right.
Press conference was based on that.
That's right. Yeah, I say go for it, man. I mean, I probably won't get it because I've already got Devil May Cry, the collection on PS2, and I haven't even played 2 and 3 yet, so... I played 4, I loved it, and I just don't really have a desire to go back to the other two, but I know that there's a lot of people out there that would buy that in a heartbeat.
I still think...
You and Jason included.
Fucking awesome. 2 is... I really haven't put too much 2 into 2, but it's kind of meh. sorry. I'm just reading what Jason said in the thing.
Jason,
I'll
buy
it. Yeah. Just way in the other room. That's awesome.
But he would have Christ. To go all the way to a... He would have to go all the way to a fine establishment like GameStop and you would pick it up, though. So.
No. Yeah, fine establishment. No. Yeah. You know where Roman is,
Travis? I have no clue.
Who? Oh, shit. Crysis 2 has been removed from Steam.
What?
Alice also did not show up on Steam.
Oh, yeah. That was...
Where am I going to play?
That was a... Oh, man. I heard a bunch of people complaining about that.
Where am I going to play Crysis and Alice? Oh, yeah. On my Xbox.
Yeah, or you can... Well, I mean...
Oh, this isn't Who Gives a Shit?
Yay. No, it's not. It should... Well, no, because actually I do care. I mean, because you want to know why? Because Steam has fucking awesome deals. And you knew Crysis 2 and Alice eventually would come down to like, hey, look, I know you don't want to buy a game, but look, these games are $2. You can't turn that shit down.
50 cents, Crysis 2.
Yeah, 50 cents,
Crysis 2. I'll be honest. I do that shit all the time. And I know everybody is guilty of it because I've gone on Steam. It's like, oh, look, the entire collection of XCOM, which I will never play for like $5. Okay. You know, it's...
Yeah, I bought that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Exactly. And EA is saying it has nothing to do with them, but I mean, they have their own store. They have their own online store, and that's where you can still buy them. So who knows? Hopefully they show back up there, because we know if it stays in the EA store, we're not going to be getting Crysis 2 for 50 cents.
You know, it's weird. It's you can still download it from like Amazon, too. Like,
well,
I saw.
They do have their own site starting, right? Origin?
Yeah.
That's a thing,
yeah,
right?
It's a thing now. And I think they're trying to compete with Steam.
They have
and...
nothing to do with it, though. So is it the developer? Because, I mean, at first, because what happened first, Crysis 2 was released or taken off. But then Alice never showed up.
Right.
So it's like, and they're both published by, Alice is published by EA, right?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, so.
And there were people in IndieStream that were complaining about that, because I was playing and they're like, I'm going to go get this from Steam. And they just wasn't there, so. Yeah,
exactly.
Shitty.
So who knows? Like maybe they're of course going to want to push their own downloadable marketplace kind of thing. But I mean, Steam sells shit, and that's proven. So want to have it on both.
Yep.
But either way, hey,
I like Steam. Yeah. I wish they would put it up. Just let Steam be. It's an awesome, awesome interface for games. Just let it be there.
I hear you.
Let it be.
Wii U. We also are at E3.
Sorry, we're not there yet, are we?
We all waited for the Wii to get some kind of DVD playback or some kind of shit like that.
Which it never did.
Well, it's got to have to be a next generation console. You have to have some sort of...
But it's not a next generation console. it's a previous generation console.
Well, they might as well...
But even previous generation consoles have DVD playback. What's the problem?
<That's true.
laughs> Touche. Good sir, touche.
I'm pretty sure my fucking iPhone can play DVDs somehow. But yeah, the Wii U, not going to have DVD playback or Blu-ray playback.
No.
Fuck you, Nintendo. That's it. Nintendo officially blows. It's over. They don't care about you anymore. It's over.
And it's not just that either. It's like, you know, they showed off the back of the system and, you know, this is a discussion that Retroids had going on. And there's like, There's no audio output. There's no optical audio output. You know, there's no there's no indication of there being any internal storage of any type. You know, and
I
it's like
read too much into that though, because
yeah,
they didn't talk about the hardware at all, and it's still like a year away. They don't need that stuff for an E3 demo or to have it on E3. Yeah. So that I wouldn't, you know.
Yeah, I don't think that that's not the final unit.
On the bright side,
that can't be the final unit because it's ugly, man.
It has to have some sort of internal memory. Though,
I will say
right?
this.
It has to.
I will say this. At least that shit had an HDMI cable, because I was totally expecting them to have some proprietary bullshit that used their AV out, their multi AV out on the back.
Well, you can guarantee that.
No, it had an HDMI cable on the back.
It did. I saw it. That's right. I remember seeing those pictures. Yeah.
Thank God. I mean.
Yeah, thank Christ, right?
Right.
It is an HD. Oh, my God. Even though they did awesome. Not mention it once at the conference.
Yeah, that was weird.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's really weird.
I don't
know. Next thing on the news, do you guys have anything before I keep going? There's only a few left.
You're the man, dude.
I have nothing. Keep it going.
All right, cool. This one could have easily been a who gas for me, but Mass Effect 3 is getting a four-player co-op mode, which is going to be like a horde mode, which is seen like games like Gears or Uncharted or
I think that's
Halo.
Cool.
So wait, you were going to hoogass a chance
yes,
for me,
because
you, Chris, and Jason to actually all sit and play Mass Effect at once?
But it wouldn't be playing Mass Effect, dude. It would be taking the shooting aspects of the game and putting it in a combined
space. The
last
time I checked, it would be playing Mass Effect.
No.
Chris, would we in fact be playing? People
I think we would in fact
be playing
Mass Effect.
Mass Effect altogether?
Yeah, I think so.
I think the answer total would be
it
yes.
wouldn't be playing Mass Effect. It would be just shooting aspects only in an arena in third person. And I'm sorry,
awesome.
As much as we love Mass Effect, that isn't the best third-person shooter out there.
It's fun,
I
though.
Like it.
There's some really cool-ass powers
no,
that you can use.
It's decent for what it is. Oh, yeah, for sure. But it's, you could play the same thing
I
with like Uncharted
it.
Or something like that,
that's
or Gears
really cool.
that has like the same kind. Or it's like, dude, Navishin said in the thing, Vanquish. Something like that would make sense. But with Mass Effect, I don't think it would. Like, I play Mass Effect because of the story and because of all the choices you have. You're not going to have those choices in a horde mode. For co-op.
I don't know. Vanquish, I don't think you could... I mean, it would be a completely different game in multiplayer. Completely different. Because you can't use the slowdown.
Say that we're going to need a fourth to play Mass Effect co-op horde mode with us. So who's up? Navishin, you going to play with us, buddy? Sangrita, you down? We'll play all day, dude.
Yeah, exactly. It just wouldn't make... Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it would make that much sense. I think they're just kind of thrown in there because Mass Effect, I think they think they need to have some kind of multiplayer to expand the market and expand the people that buy the game. And there's, hey, here, you know what? We have decent third-person shooting. Let's just throw in a fucking horde mode for it.
Hey, what the hell? Let's do
like,
that.
I'll play it probably once and be like, I'll be like Chris with fighting games. I'll play it like one day, like, this is awesome. And then be like, oh shit, I still have that game.
That's pretty accurate, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I still have Mortal Kombat. I totally forgot about that.
Next on the list, Gears. It's been rumored that after 3, Microsoft's exclusive, I guess, whatever contract they had runs out. So a lot of people are speculating that Gears is going to come to PS3. Cliff Bleszinski said at E3, "Can we shoot these rumors down for once for all? Because there's no way Gears, in any way, shape, or form, is going to show up on a PS3 because we have a great partnership with Microsoft." And I think looking at this is looking like Insomniac on PS3. It's like they're not exclusive, but they have, like, you're not going to see Resistance or Ratchet and Clank on a 360. It's just not going to happen. It's not to say that.
No, Sony owns those franchises, just like Microsoft owns Gears, don't they? I mean, they have the rights to publish it.
Actually owns Gears.
They might not own it, but they do have the full rights to publish it.
Sorry?
They do have the full rights to publish it.
To publish the first 3 games.
Yeah. Oh, is it just the first 3?
Sorry?
Is it just the first 3?
Yeah, it was the trilogy. 1, 2, 3. That's why everyone's saying, like, okay, after the third one, that's it. It might go multi-platform. But Clips is saying, no, it's not going to happen.
Lynx Lapdance in the chat room says, also, Unreal Engine sucks on PS3. You are correct. Yes, sir. You are correct, sir.
Who knows? But I think it's like, I don't think Epic's going to stop making stuff for PS3. I think it's just going to be like, hey, you know what? Gears is just not going to make it there because, you know, it's like Microsoft support their shit. Like, or even like Naughty Dog's owned by Sony now, right? Like officially?
I don't know.
They may have an exclusive contract right now, but I don't think they're owned.
Oh, really? For some reason, I thought Sony bought Naughty Dog a couple years ago.
Is it like a Bungie thing? Like, did Microsoft ever own Bungie, or did it just have an exclusive contract?
Oh, Microsoft owned Bungie. Yeah,
they owned them.
Yeah, and then
they bought them that awesome like space.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they bought them development when house. Halo was like to be on the Mac. It was supposed to be like a Mac game or something like that.
Yeah. Right. Or, yeah.
See, they bought them for the first Xbox. Be like, hey,
they may very well own them. You might be right.
Here's one. You know, the Wii's there. It's in our house. Right.
Okay.
We all have Wii's, unfortunately.
Zelda's a good game. We don't play enough of them, right? So Skyward Sword, they announced that like last year at E3.
Right.
It showed off kind of okay at E3 last year.
Well, because those assholes had their phones on.
I know. People were interfering with their phones, man.
It was the fans' fault because they were on their phones tweeting about this awesome game.
That's right. That's right.
Well, you know, they were promoting the Wii Motion Plus. And, you know, that was one of the big things. Skyward Sword is going to use Wii Motion Plus. It's going to be like, you know, it's going to be this great innovation to Zelda games. The sword play is going to be like 1-to-1. You have to like parry stuff and, you know, attack 1-to-1. Nintendo came out and said they almost dropped that from Skyward Sword. So they put it in there and they were like, you know what? We're not going to do it anymore. But then they were like, you know what? We still are.
And the gaming community turned around and said, Who gives a shit? They probably should have taken it out because it did not work well last year. I heard that it was better this year, though. I mean, this is my thought on Skyward Sword. It did not play well for me. All right. It was pretty horrible last year at E3. And it was supposed to come out in November of that year. Then they delayed it until beginning of this year. And then they delayed it again. And then they delayed it again. And now they're showing at E3 again. And apparently,
now they're already showing another Zelda game.
Yes. Now they're showing another Zelda game on their next generation console. And
it real looks awesome. And yeah, I'd be like, Skyward.
It does look awesome. It does look awesome. And it won't use waggle bullshit, hopefully. So, you know. I am not surprised that if they would have taken it out, because it just didn't work. It wasn't 1-to-1 at all. And it seemed more like Waggle Advanced than anything. It just didn't feel right. And, you know, as I said, I heard that it was better this year. It had a better showing. So I will wait and see what people say about it, in reviews and shit like that. But color me still skeptical about this whole thing. Cause I was not digging it at E3 at all.
It looks okay, but yeah, I couldn't care less whether or not I had Wii Plus or regular Waggle.
Can I just use the classic controller? Is that okay? Can I do that?
Please?
I would love
that
to do that.
That would be so great. How great would that be if they said, okay,
left
you know what?
Hand and let us play this naturally.
That's right. That's right. Oh, A Boy and His Blob, which we played on Industream, or I played on Industream. Classic controller support. Thank you very much.
Oops.
Just saying.
Yeah, it'd be hard to waggle a hug, though.
Oh, is it waggle the hug?
Yeah, I have no idea.
I was looking for the hug button. I could never find it, so I don't know.
Oh, that's because you're a fucking insensitive prick.
I am. I don't like to hug blobs.
Awesome. On that note, unless you guys have something to add.
Yay!
Thank you, Jeff. Let's take a break. And we're going to come back and we're going to take some calls. And then we'll do
some callers.
New releases, a listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay tuned and we will be right back. It's time to wake up.
Get this freaking duck away from me!
And welcome back.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right, so we're going to change things up a little bit. We had a request in the stream from someone who is pretty important to us that we're going to do a special email first.
Shit, so people better recognize.
We're going to do an email first before we move on to taking calls. So I'm going to pass it over to Travis and let him do that.
Hey, Indus.
Hey.
Con Man 2 here. So the next set of Indus stats, is finally here. They aren't just your regular episodes. These are episodes 100 through 153, a.k.a. Indus Fest. Indus Fest and Indus Fest the Deuce. Over 5 hours of Indus Fest audio to listen through the track stats. I've been waiting for a special occasion to release these, so here you go. All right, Indus stats for episode 100. The number of times Chris mentions Phantasy Star or Castlevania, 5.
Oh, that's it?
The number of times Jeff mentions God of War or Halo, 4. And the number of times Jason mentions Street Fighter, 7.
That's it? We must have been off our game.
How many episodes are in this?
100? No, this was just episode 100. This is just Indus Fest, the first one.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Modest, very modest numbers there. Number of emails read on the show, 10. Number of people
that's
who stepped up.
That's a lot for one episode.
Number of people who stepped up to the mic to talk, 16. Is that counting Eamon going up 3 times?
Well, he's Puerto Rican, so never mind.
Number of random questions asked by Aces High, 5. The number of times Chris says nice, 5. The number of times anyone says moose, a boot, or anything that refers to Jeff being Canadian, only 6.
That's it?
How many Travis Short jokes?
Travis wasn't on the show in episode 100.
The number of time anyone mentions fuck you, truth, or anything that refers to a Jason H. Dracula catchphrase, only 4. Number of playful jabs at the other podcast, 2. The number of times someone says Indus blank, blank fest, or just plain old Indus fest, 38.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I think we toot our own horn a bit.
the number of Indus fest variations, we had Indus fest, Indus stress, Reekin Fest, Indus Kid, and Bork Fest.
Bork
the number
Fest.
Of times that Scott Sauer can be heard in the background shouting, 6!
Oh, that is awesome.
What was the 6 thing a part of again?
What's that now?
You haven't said the number yet, dude.
6!
Oh, that's not you hear him. Okay, I thought he was yelling 6. I was like, what do you yell 6?
The number of times someone says, I love these guys, I love you, man, or any kind of bromance, homoeroticism.
Oh, God. 9? That's all? Wow.
That's all. And they obviously haven't seen us at MGC. The number of times Chris says, motherfucker, 4. And the number of times Jason hates on Uncharted 2, 5.
That's it?
That is it.
That's a lot considering it was how much later? A year after the first Indus Fest created.
Okay, here we go. I think episode 100 is going to be a stark contrast to what 153 at Indus Fest the Deuce had to offer.
Oh my goodness.
The number of times Chris mentions Phantasy Star Castlevania 3. The number of times Travis mentions Call of Duty or Madden 5. The number of times Jeff mentions either God of War or Halo only 1.
Oh, wow.
That's the first time anything like that's happened. Like, you've only mentioned it 1 time.
Yeah, that's a first.
The number of times Jason mentions Street Fighter, only 2.
Oh, wow.
The number of people who stepped up to the mic to talk, 18.
Wow.
So it jumped up 2 people. That's awesome. That's nice. Yeah. Number of random questions asked by Aces High, 4. The number of times Travis says, hey, 2. The number of times Chris says nice, 2. The number of times Travis says buddy, 2.
Okay.
And the number of times anyone says moose, a boot, or anything that refers to Jeff being Canadian, a whopping 15.
Oh, wow. I said a boot a lot.
The number of times anyone mentions fuck you, truth, or anything that refers to a Jason A. Stryker catchphrase, 7. Playful jabs at other podcasts upgraded to a healthy 5.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And the number of time anyone says Indus blank, blank fest, or the deuce, or just plain old Indus fest, 18.
That's the same, right?
Yeah, that never gets old, right? And the Indus fest variations
are...
The Indus fest variations are Indus roadie, Indus pro, Indus feast, Indus movie, Indus baby, and Indus bouncer.
And his bouncer.
Is that Reekin?
Yeah, it's Reekin.
Yeah.
The number of times Travis says, here's the deal. 1. The number of times Travis gets shortchanged, a.k.a. the number of short jokes directed at Travis, 10.
Sorry, I expected that number to be taller.
Yeah, me too. The number of times,
Travis, it's okay. It's okay to laugh at yourself, Travis. It's okay to laugh at yourself.
The number of times Valkyria Chronicles is mentioned, just once.
Just once? Wow.
The number of nicknames for repeat, 14.
Oh my god.
The number of times Super Meat Boy is mentioned, 5. The number of times that Scott Sauer can be heard in the background shouting, 2.
Aww.
Scott.
Oh, he went down. Step actually, it. Yeah.
He might not have been as drunk that night.
Probably. The number of times someone says, I love these guys, I love you, man, or any kind of bromance or homoeroticism had upgraded to a staggering 17.
That sounds more like it.
The number of times Chris says, motherfucker, 17. 17.
That sounds about right. I was drinking pretty heavily that night.
Number of Twitter questions, 6. The number of times Jason hates an Uncharted 2, 2.
Still.
The contents of the Indus bar for episode 100 was a whole keg of Newcastle.
Hell yes, it was.
The contents of the Indus bar for 153 was Chris's homebrew oatmeal stout.
Yep.
And then Rekin's Coquito mix, which I hope you guys at Battle and Brew are not listening to this. choice quotes, episode 100. And this was Chris. I'm not going to miss the birth of my child, you son of a bitch. I have you have two. You should know. And then Jason says, you missed the last fucking MGC. Come on. And this is a conversation between Lisa, Jason, Chris, and Jeff in that order. All right, next question. If another one's it's another one from Plank Fan, what's your favorite colors? Jason, purple. It's not really, it's really green. Chris says red, and Jeff says vagina pink.
Yeah,
I remember
that
Tanya's dad was there.
Really?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Did I not? I might have gotten an awkward look. Hey, listen to your show when you did your live show. Weird smile. Oh, God.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right. Still on episode 100. Jason, you guys think that I should leave this podcast? Jeff says, no. If you did, I would sleep with your mother. Chris, you would just pussy out and quit before you went to another podcast. episode 100 again. Chris, I forget shit all the time, you know. What do you consider the worst thing I've ever forgotten? I don't know. Chris, you got everything. What's the worst thing I've ever forgotten? Jeff, to wear a condom.
That's right, because that's when you announced that Crystal was pregnant. Or like you're having your first.
Okay, there's no way in the world that this is going to actually be funny if I read it out. The first three lines are Chris, and then the next one's everyone else. Chris, America! Fuck yeah! Hey, Jeff, Canada! Jason's like, huh? And Chris and Travis and Jason go, more! That is Tampax. I guess you have to be there. Yeah. And then finally, episode 153, Indus Fest the Deuce, starts us off with Glenn from EDP. Says apparently last Indus Fest, Jeff said if Jason left the podcast, he would do Jason's mom. So he wants to know, how is that going? And Jason said, she didn't tell me. I'm kind of anxious to hear how things are going. And Jeff said, you might want to call me daddy. And then some random guy in the audience says, how do you do that to T? And Jeff says, well, she was there. And those are our end of stats, guys.
Oh, my goodness. That's horrible.
Oh, man.
The worst part is that I don't remember a lot of that.
No. Well, you motherfucker was drunk.
I know.
Motherfucker. What motherfucker?
I wasn't doing motherfucker as much during episode 100. I hadn't reached that point in my in my
also,
podcasting.
It wasn't a thing.
That's right.
It wasn't a thing. So.
Okay. So we're going to give this a shot. You guys, what do you think? You want to do some calls?
Yeah, let's do it.
I think we let's need to actually call someone back first, though, because he tried to call like four times. So let's see if he's there.
Give her the old college try.
You calling right now?
Let's see if this works out.
PSN still there? Because he was saying he wanted to get on this. If he's gone.
Hello?
It's still ringing.
Who are you calling right now?
No, call failed. Fluffy was trying to call us while we were doing Instastats.
He's not in the thing. He's
and he's not in
Twitter.
The chat either.
Reach him on Twitter. Is he on chat?
So, yeah. Someone tweet and tell Fluffy to come back into the chat and we'll get his call in the next one. Oh, Sangrita said he's letting him know. Okay. Cool. Okay. So we'll take a call and we'll get to Fluffy in a bit. So, cool. Guys, give us a call.
Do it.
And hopefully this will work.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hello, you're on Indus.
Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Mike? Is this Mike?
It's Mike Penis 08.
What's up, Mike?
Yeah. Hey, that never gets old.
never will.
What's up, Mike? What do you want to talk about?
Nothing much, dude. We missed you, man. It's been a long time since MGC. It was good times back in March.
Yeah, well, I've been working third shift lately, so I haven't been on the website and that much as I wanted to be. So, yep, working long hours, working 7 days a week.
Cool.
Making money, though, right?
I bought something from the PSN store that you guys played recently.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Back to the Future.
That's cool. How do you like it?
Get on that joint. How is that, Mike? Do you like it?
Oh, God, I love it. I'll say this, Telltale Games did a great job on it. Excellent.
See, I play like the first 10 minutes of the demo where like you're kind of like in the you're in the parking lot and it's like kind of where the first movie starts and then things kind of like go away from what the movies did. So I played up until there, but I never really jumped further into it and everything. But like you're just in episode one right now, right?
I just finished episode one today.
How did it end? Like, is it? Do you think it's going to be worth like you know plopping
they
down
go the, back the, to the future?
It right now, all it does is tells you it goes to the credit and it'll tell you what the previews for the next episode is. So it's like seeing the movie when you've seen the movies and it'll show you clips to the next Back to the Future. That's right. What it was like.
Okay, cool. I might have to jump on that.
The voice acting for Marty McFly was excellent.
Yeah, they came pretty him. Cool. Yeah, they came really pretty good. Close to him. They did a good job on him. Yeah, I was impressed.
Shay used the never mind.
That was bad, Jeff.
Oh, that's fucked.
That's bad, Jeff.
we lost all of our Parkinson's listeners like officially. Like everybody, they're all gone. Jeff, thanks. I appreciate that.
Way to go.
Damn it!
I really want to get.
Never mind.
There is one game I want to get.
What's that?
I want to get it, but I'm going to wait till it goes on the cheap end at GameStack, which I'm having good luck with their games. I want to get L.A. Noir.
Noir?
Noir, yeah, L.A. Noir, yeah.
It's a good game, dude.
Yeah, I want to get that game, but I don't have $60 to plop down on it since I'm picking up Battlefield 3 and Uncharted 3.
I know cool. A place where you can get it for $55.
Use copy. But you have to pay $10 for the fucking online.
Yeah, well, I want to get that game, but I just can't afford it right now. I've been buying too many games on GameStack already.
Yeah.
GameStack's addicting, man. You get addicted to that shit.
I will say this. If anybody gets games from there, I would say this. Every game I bought from there was scratch-free.
That's cool, man. That's cool.
Yeah, I've had a lot of luck with GameStack. I mean, whenever I used them, it was just like, I mean, there was like one or two issues out of like maybe eight games I've received from them where like the sender was kind of like, you know, lagging behind and not really like sending their, you know, as soon as they received payment or received notice that I was interested to ship the game off as fast as possible. But, and, you know, majority of the time, 80, 90% of the time, man, it was really, really good and really swift. And, yeah, like you said, man, like it was in good condition. You get original cover art. You get the instruction manual. That site was great, and we were trying to get with those guys for a while to do something official. And we asked and asked and asked, and they were like always saying we're going to do stuff with you, and they never really.
Yeah, they never actually those came
talks
through
and everything. So, you know, we really liked what they were doing.
I'll say this: I will never ever buy a game again from GameStop unless it's a buy two get one free and it's dirt cheap. But until then,
oh,
I would
snap,
not.
What are you gonna do about that, Travis?
I'm not knocking anybody that works there that I know down, but I'm just.
Oh, you totally knocked Travis. That's fine.
I'm just saying that the quality of their games is every time I buy a used game from them, I get a generic box with no instruction, and I'm not paying $54 for that.
Right. Well,
It's just that the GameStop by me have shitty quality on their games. Their games are like messed up. Or I got a game once from them, and I had to take it back because they gave me the wrong game.
That's awesome. God.
Scott in chat said Travis is the source of all GameStop's problems. Yeah, it's because he trades it in with just the disc and keeps the box on his fucking shelf.
I wonder how many times you've actually watched your shelf, Travis, like, oh, dude, I'm in the mood to play this game. Oh, motherfucker.
He got me. Scott's on the mute.
No, Scott just said that you're the source. I added the rest, so. I kind of figured that's where he was going.
Something to do with E3.
Okay.
Is there any games besides AAA games, any non-AAA games that you guys are looking forward to?
Rayman Origins, lock it down. That shit looks hype.
Wow. I guess I'm not Rayman. The only one that wants that game.
Yeah, dude, it looks really
big Rayman fan. I think it looks gorgeous. It looks good, but I've just never been a Rayman fan. That's all.
Oh, come on. Rayman's awesome.
I've never played a Rayman game, period. I'll be honest with you. Like, game looks
not
really
even
good,
the old school 2D ones, side scrolling one?
No, not at all.
Really?
You know a game it should do? It was a beautiful game, I think, when it first came out on PS1, was a game called Klonoa.
Klonoa.
Klonoa,
yeah, that was a really good game. That they made one for Wii, actually. And it was actually really good. But I would love to see a next gen one. That would be awesome.
Or do the original ones in HD.
That would be cool too, man. I'd be down with that.
I would really like that. I think Sony taking old games and putting them into HD, and now taking some of the PSP games and making them into HD quality, that's a good forward for them.
I agree.
And with Vita coming out.
Yeah. We're all going to buy that.
So bad. I wish I could afford that. That goddamn system looks so damn good.
Start saving now, buddy.
I didn't mention this earlier, but I did drop my pre-order down for that Vita.
I did too on Amazon.
I want it.
All right, Mike, do you have anything else you want to say quick?
Yeah, fuck AT&T. I'm not picking that one up.
They got booed during the conference. I don't know what that shit is. You guys hate them.
All the power
to you guys. We don't have AT&T here. So.
Yeah, fuck Rogers, Jeff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's the same kind of shit, probably.
Mike, thanks for calling in, buddy. We appreciate it.
Yep.
We'll talk to you later.
Take my call.
See you, Mike.
Have fun at work.
All right, let's try this one again.
Why not?
And.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Who be this?
Hi. It's Fluffy.
Hey, Fluffy. How you doing?
You can hear like a fucking windstorm up in your shit.
What's up, man? Is there like a tornado going on?
What's up, man? You can hear me?
What's up, dude?
Yeah, sound loud right now. How you doing, buddy?
I'm getting my truck on. Ah, sweet. Oh, good, mate. Just hanging, chilling, fucking working.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you're working right now. So you're not
working. What's going on?
We fucking miss you, dude.
These guys were doing a show.
Yeah, we're
sorry, but mate, it's what, like, one. I miss you too. I want to hug you, Travis.
I want to hug you too. You know, people in the stream don't even fucking get it unless you're at MGC. Like, Fluffy, like, I thought I was a pretty good hug giver, Like, Fluffy is the best hug giver ever.
Does he pick you up?
Big hugs. Like, he doesn't even have to pick you up.
Just a nice little
firm hug. You know he cares. Like, it happens. It happens.
That's gonna look like fucking like a bear hugging like a Hello Kitty doll. That's what that's gonna look like. I want to see it.
Well, that's what it did look like because it has.
So, Fluffy, what's up, man? What do you want to talk about?
What's up, Fluffy?
Jeff, I miss you too.
I miss you, buddy. Are you at work right now? I'm working.
Yeah, I'm out doing deliveries. I'm waiting on some dickhead to come down and pick up his pint.
So, dude, if he comes down there, tell me, okay, hey, what's up? You're on in this. Make it look like a big thing. Try to pretend like he wants something.
Right now, I'm underground. under the loading dock.
So wait. Like, so you're delivering what? I heard like wheat. So like, are you doing like a drug deal or something? Are you like selling weed or something? Because I hear that Australian weed's fire. I hear that's some good shit.
I hear that it's good, man. I should call you back. Oh,
I need to go to Australia.
Yeah, you're cutting out big something. Time, dude.
Fucking what if I want? Fucking a pack of Swiss.
Can you repeat that, Fluffy? I couldn't hear you.
You know, paint color houses with.
Oh, paint. Yeah, that'll get you fucked up too. if you sniff it hard.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, pretty dry.
Fluffy sniffing paint.
That's dry as. I mean, I wouldn't know.
Oh, okay. So what's up, man? Like, so it's, what time is it over there? So like, it's kind of like daytime, like working time for you, or what? Like what? I don't know how time works over there.
He's in the future. It's tomorrow.
He's in the future. Is it tomorrow? Over
there? Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Fluffy, you are cutting out really bad.
I'm underground.
Oh, that would be why.
Ah, okay.
All right, well, we're going to let you go, and we'll try and call you back later on.
3G. I don't know.
And he just dropped.
Fluffy. Thanks, dude.
See, thanks for calling, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. Fuck AT&T. That bad shit.
All right, the phone, the Skype is open, so if somebody wants to call in.
Kind of sounded the same when he was drunk.
Well, that didn't take long. All right, here we go.
Who is
Hello,
this?
You are on Indus.
Hi, guys.
Who be
hey,
this?
It's Aces. Is that Aces?
No.
No, it's B-Ron.
What's up, B-Ron?
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, what's up, B-Ron? What's going on, dude?
Hey, what's up?
From the Philippines. We went from Australia to the Philippines. Just like that.
Yeah, right.
What's up with that, dude?
That messed us up in my...
What's up, dude? How you doing?
I'm just fine. I haven't been playing much, but just finished playing... I finished 3... Mega Man games on my Xperia Play.
Yeah?
Oh, wow. Oh, okay, cool.
Were you rocking the Proto Man whilst playing the Mega Mans?
Yeah, actually it works fine just playing music and with the emulators and stuff. It doesn't have any problems with it.
Well, the Mega Man music's good as it is though too. So
yeah.
That's always a win.
So what do you think of it? How do the controls feel on that thing?
Actually, my only problem is that I haven't been using the analog pads. The only game that I have a use on it is the space game thingy that comes with it. Forgot the name.
So haven't you tried them at all?
I've rooted the phone, and then I'm just waiting for a custom ROM to install on it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Sweet. So, like, do you think the Xperia Play is worth it? Because I was originally going to jump straight, like, because my 2-year upgrade for Verizon is up in November. So I was like, okay, well, I want to jump into the iPhone. Well, the iPhone's not available, of course. It's not available for the 2-year upgrade, so I have to get, like, another phone. So I'm like, okay, well, cool, I'll stick with Android. But I really was thinking about getting the Xperia Play just so I can play more games on the go and everything, but... Seeing that, you know, I'll be getting a Vita in the future, and also mm-hmm. the fact that there are better and more powerful Android phones on the market. Which way do you think I should go?
I think you should wait for the next generation because this is the first PlayStation phone, certified phone that Android comes out. So yeah. I do think that you just need to wait for the second generation. It's not really the specs of it. There are still some PlayStation games that are slow, and I don't think that the plan they'll be supporting PlayStation games will work on this. I don't
now,
really
now,
think that handle.
And PlayStation Suite's not out yet, right? So that's not even available to like transfer games that I already have on my PlayStation account.
Mm-hmm.
Was that even an option, Chris? Like, Chris, was that even an option to like if there are games I already own that are PS1 games on my PSN right now? Can I like through the cloud, like they, you know, transfer those games over to like Xperia Play or anything with PlayStation Suite? Was that even an option?
As far as I know, you cannot do that. From what I understand, I think they're saying that if you want a PS1 game, you have to rebuy it. But
you see, actually, that's something. Yeah, really?
The Xperia Play is not connected to your PSN account.
Yeah. However, PS Suite, if you get something on PS Suite, it will be playable on your Android device and on your Vita.
You see, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. And I think that's something that Microsoft was trying to do with whatever that phone they were putting out. So, like, the Windows 7 trying,
phone?
The Windows 7, yeah, that was
the
a thing.
Pretty
yeah.
much off the market already.
Can I interrupt really quick just to mention something pathetic? And this is something that Glenn informed me of today, Kill9. Do you know that Microsoft has made more money off of Android phones than they have off of Windows phones?
Are you
That's
serious?
Awesome.
I am serious. They have made $150 million off of Android phones because HTC... Oh, wow. Pays them $5 for every phone they make, and they've only made like $2 million off of Windows phones.
Wow,
it's really pretty pathetic. But you know,
it's not. It's pathetic, but dude, they're still making money.
Yeah, yeah, because it's nuts. Because they're well, it, yeah, it they're, all
they're,
revolves.
They're
around
making a, money. It's called Xbox Live. That's what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's them
no,
trying
no, said,
to exploit
the phone market.
They're trying to exploit a current lawsuit they've got going on. So they kind of they scared HTC into paying them $5 per phone. So it's Microsoft business. There you go.
I hear you.
But cool. Be hey. Wrong. So
be wrong quickly. What have you been playing lately, man?
Infamous 2.
There
Still
you
now,
go.
I'm still Good playing stuff. It for R. After coming back to work, Infamous 2. It's a and the reason why I bought this Xperia Play is to. While working, we could bring phones in. I keep playing Super Nintendo games, GBA games.
Good. Well, what are you playing on the Super Nintendo, man? What you playing on the Super?
Mario games.
Hey,
Super Mario World, Super Mario World, Super Mario Brothers 3, Zelda. I forget the title. It's all the game here.
Link to the Past.
Link to the Past.
Let me just pull it up. As well as with PlayStation, I don't know if some of you guys hate Tekken. I still play Tekken 3, and as well as Guilty Gear.
Nice. Oh, nice.
Cool.
Nice.
And Final Fantasy works here just fine. There's no problem with it.
Good shit.
It works there?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it?
The emulator supports
point.
It's just the same.
Cool deal. Sounds like Xperia Play is pretty good, man. But you still say wait till second one.
I still say that the Xperia are actually better than this one. Even the new phones that are coming out from from Droid X 2 to the new ones. It's just the first gaming phone, and this is the first unit that came here in our country. I had it shipped from the UK.
Oh, okay, cool.
Already have for 2 months.
Oh, wow, nice. Cool. Well, Be Wrong, thank you for the information, and thanks for calling in, buddy. We appreciate it.
No problem. I'll still keep listening.
All right.
Travis told me about this 30 minutes ago.
Thanks, Be Wrong.
Take it easy, man.
Have a good time, guys. Bye.
You too. Thanks
See
for calling.
See you, bud.
All right, I'm about to call someone back because they called, and everybody's been requesting it, and we didn't get him, so here we go.
Why not?
And one second. And it's ringing. Let's see if he answers. Jack, you got to answer, man. This is bad radio, dude.
Yeah, I know. We got Jeff and I singing some bullshit.
Hey.
Hey, hello. Mr. Jack Bauer.
Hello.
How are you doing, man?
Is this Jack Bauer?
Is this yes. Jack Bauer?
Oh 100%. My God! What the fuck is up?
What's up, dude?
The number one Indus super fan. What's
and
up?
Jack goes wild.
So you gotta understand, like Jack is like our like just I mean.
we don't want to say like number one fan, but like Jack,
he's
like shows
our
so much
honorary Indus member, basically.
He shows so much passion and so much love for this site. He does so much stuff for us and everything like that. And I gotta say, I mean, from us to you, Jack, it is an honor for us to be talking to you. You show us so much love. This, thank you for giving us a chance to talk to you, man. It's so great.
Thank you for keep making new episodes every week.
Hey, no problem, man. Hey, what are you playing lately?
Pardon?
What are you playing lately?
Infamous 2 and Duke Nukem.
Oh, how's Duke Nukem? How you like Duke?
I like it. I don't care what Travis says. He's wrong. It's an alright game.
Now, did you play a lot of the first Duke Nukem game?
The only one I played before was Land of the Babes on PlayStation 1.
Oh, wow.
Wasn't that a side scroller or something like that? Like, wasn't that a side scroller?
First person, I think it was.
Oh, that was first person?
I played it.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Side scrolling Duke was years and years and years ago.
Yeah, I just remember Duke Nukem, what was it, like the normal one, and then like, fuck, there were like two main ones, like the Manhattan Project, and then there was something else. And then, like, I remember those two, and that was it. But then I remember that, like, there was like that weird side-scrolling one. But that was a thing, right? Like, do we remember that as, like...
There was the Xbox Live one. It was absolute garbage.
Yeah, it was balls nasty. Yeah, I remember that. But, like, the one thing I can say that Duke Nukem does, it does a good job in appreciating the old games, because there's, like, a lot of pictures and everything like that, like, showing, like, older games and older titles and... But other than that, the game is just terrible. Oh, God.
It's not that bad. You just give it more of a chance.
Hey, one of the things that I heard that a lot of reviewers are panning it for is like the vehicle sequences and shit like that. Are you having any trouble with those?
No, they're all fine. It's pretty fun driving around in your monster truck. Shooting's mostly fine. And depending on how you like,
dude, your accent makes this show sound like 80% more intellectual.
Actually, I think it makes us sound dumber.
I don't normally sound this British, though, for some reason.
So, Infamous 2, how are you liking that, man? Are you on board? Are you on board the hype train with the rest of us?
Completed it 3 times already.
Holy shit, dude.
God damn, Jack.
3 times. So I think it's safe to say that you like the game.
It's a good game, yeah. Better than Duke Nukem, obviously.
Obviously. I'm glad you see it my way, Jack.
It's still a good game, though.
That's cool. So here's the question that everybody wants to know. Can we expect you to Indus Fest this year?
Probably not. Maybe next year.
Oh,
we gotta make this happen, dude. We gotta make this happen.
Jack, this year or no year?
You know what? Yeah.
if you don't come this year, if you come next year, I'm just going to shun you the entire time. You gotta come this year.
No, you're not.
We might have to have donations to bring Jack to Indus Fest third strike. We just might have to.
What if we did that? Okay, Jason wanted the Proto Men again this year. Well, how about we say, fuck it, no Proto Men this year. We're gonna raise funds this year for Jack to come in this fest. Will anyone in the chat agree to those terms? We will raise money to get Jack.
The Bring Jack to Indus Fest Fund? Is that what we're doing?
I'm down. I'll do it. I'll drop $5. Yeah.
Oh, man. Would you be up for that, though, Jack? If we could help out some, would you be up for trying to make it happen?
Yeah, why not? Don't say no.
All right.
If we raise the money, we would have to like wire it over to you. We have to trust you that you would use that money to get like your passport and your ticket, and not like
that. Like, it's like I got a new PS Vita. Awesome.
I got that Vita.
No,
son.
No wasting it on hookers either. That'd
I got
bad.
Like 8 PlayStations. I got a PlayStation in my toilet. What's up?
And about some hookers and blow as well. Talk about the hookers.
Okay, that's okay though, Jack. That's cool.
as long as you're getting some vagina pink out of it, it's
like
okay.
Your head deep in a muff with a bucket and like 3 lines on her tits. That's where
I'm fucking crying.
Jack, is there anything else you want to talk about, man?
No, that's everything. I'm just happy to please everybody.
Yeah, you were getting pressured, dude.
Phone up.
I felt bad, man. It's like the entire thread about this show being live with Collins was like, Jack Bauer's gonna call. <It's>
crazy. No, that'd be Glenn threatening to quit EDP. Nico threatening to quit EDP. People threatening to stop listening. Plank Fan threatened to become a necrophiliac.
So what else is new?
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you for saving a couple podcasts and making it so Plank Fan's not a necrophiliac, I guess.
Or maybe, also, thanks for everything you've done. You've been fucking awesome since day one.
Definitely. You've been one of our biggest supporters, and it does not go unnoticed. We definitely appreciate it, man. And thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Losing half your listeners because of this phone call.
No. We still got four. That's all we can ask.
That's right. Four is enough. All right, Jack. Thanks for calling in, man. And we really appreciate it. And it's probably pretty late for you, man. Go get some sleep.
Nah, I'm staying up until you're finished. It's already daylight outside.
You're a trooper, man. It's probably like 4 o'clock in the morning over there or something.
25 to 5.
Oh, I was close.
Oh, you hear the way he says time? That's so sexy. It's awesome.
Time.
All right, Jack. You take care, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Love you.
All right, bye.
Bye, Jack.
Bye.
All right, let's bring this douche on.
That was fucking awesome.
I know. Fucking Jack.
Hello, you be on Indus.
You're following up Jack Bauer. You best bring it.
What is up, bitches?
Mr. Scott Sauer, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up,
Pretty
Scott?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good, man.
Scott?
You sound wonderful. I just want to let you know that.
Oh, that's because I got half a glass of scotch in me.
That's it? Just half a glass?
Man, you went with the scotch.
Yeah, you guys didn't even remember. I got to bring that up. Way back a handful of Indus stats ago, one of the Indus bar things came up, and they said Johnny Walker Black, and everybody was like, who the fuck drank Johnny Walker Black?
That was me, Scott, motherfuckers.
Johnny Walker Black. So now you got two. Mark it down, confidence, man.
Two Johnny Walker specials.
That's a couple notches for the scotch.
What's up, brother?
I do have to say, though, I'm going to be a little pissed if Jack Bauer makes it to this year Indus Fest.
And you don't...
I'd rather he goes to next year's Indus Fest. Just saying.
Yeah, unfortunately for those in the chat and for listening, Scott is not going to make it to this year's Indus Fest because, he's got a second child on the way, and that's a little bit more important. So,
Kind of,
just a little bit.
You already had the first.
You were there for Sam.
Like, come on, sweetie. I've been there, done that. Come on. I've only done that twice.
You've only had one kid.
You're the one that got pregnant.
I tried to pull out. You wouldn't let me. Sorry.
No worries.
What's up, man?
You guys sound not much, really. I don't know. I wanted to bring your show down like I always do.
So. Hey, you had class, brother.
No, I'm pretty sure you did that with Travis about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, probably.
What were you going to say, Travis?
Okay, so a couple of years ago when that little game called Infamous came out, we had this like massive fucking email thread about Infamous. I mean, it was like 250 posts long. Like, we talked about Infamous for a long time.
Just for the sake of the listeners, they have to realize that a couple hundred email thread is really not that uncommon.
Not for us, it's not.
I'm sorry. Infamous is really not the only game for that to happen for.
Scott, didn't you and I break 100 like by ourselves?
Yeah, most times. Yeah. Most times. Anyway, so am I playing Infamous 2? Is that the question?
Yes.
Yeah, I got to the point where you have to light the second area.
Okay, like, yeah.
So I'm not super far into it. Maybe a quarter of the way, I want to say.
That's actually that's almost halfway, I think.
Yeah, you're about halfway done with the game if you're in the second area. The third area is very, very a very small part of the game. Flottown ended up being my favorite part of the entire game. To be honest with you, I think aesthetically it just looks really, really cool. how everything's kind of underwater, and it just like it's that post Hurricane Katrina, it's that area of New Marais where the like the government chose not to fix. They chose to fix downtown, and everything's back to its former glory with like, you know, the red light district running rampant and everything like that. But like Floodtown, it's like it's been never minded. So like everybody spray painted the buildings like FEMA sucks and no one cares about us. Where's our money and stuff like that. I love the aesthetic there in Floodtown. It's really, really cool. Like, take time to really appreciate like what they did there. It's awesome.
Okay, when I see that, I'll make sure to do that. I have no idea what you're talking about. I haven't lit the shit up yet, dude.
But it's
not
dark.
Kind of playing the stereotypes though in that part of the area.
Do I think
I haven't seen what you're talking about, dude?
Not you, Scott. I was talking to Travis. Sorry, because he's actually been there.
Yeah, do I think there are a lot? You know, I don't think so, to be honest with you. Of course, I didn't, like, you know, lose my house in the flood, so I really can't say, you know, like, purely to that experience. But, like, I think it was well done. I mean, it's seriously, if you really look deep and, like, look at the wall, the sides of the buildings and everything, like, they have the FEMA crosses that show, like, you know, like FEMA will, like, spray paint these crosses on the front of a house saying, like, okay, X amount of people are dead in this house and everything like that. So I'd let people know, like, you know, when the people would come by with, like, the cars to, you know, carry dead bodies away, it would let them know, like, how much space it needed in the car and everything. And they would go to the house, remove the dead bodies, and go. And all that stuff's there. So, like, you know, they did a really good job in researching that area. I think they did a better job researching the Katrina-stricken area better than they did with downtown. Because, they still have the French-style balconies. They still have Jackson Square, which are big, big parts of New Orleans. But, like, I think they put more care and more time into the FEMA area. Like, that was actually – I was quite impressed. So, no, I don't think they drug into, like, any type of, like, serious stereotypes, or they would get any flack from people who suffered in that area and everything. But I mean, I just thought it was like super well done. I don't know. I think they put a lot of time and effort into it. So I think that was more appreciated than anything. Yeah.
It looked pretty cool
to
me.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, so how could you be lighting up that area and not be there? Like, it's the second area of the game. So
he hasn't lit it up yet. He hasn't done any missions in there. That's
on the mission to fucking light up the area. What do you want?
He hasn't done it yet. That's what he's saying.
You know, he's taking a dead space approach. He'll get there eventually.
Yeah.
Hey, eventually. Hey, Scott, we were following. It's cool, man.
All right. Apparently, all right, awesome. I'm
happy I could contribute to your show.
So what's up, buddy? What else is new?
I don't know. I haven't picked it up in a few days because I don't know. It's, I know you guys are hyped on it, and
we're done with Infamous talk. We're talking
really
about
like
other
Infamous,
shit right now.
But I don't know. It's, I have a good time when I play it, but every time I pick it up, or every time I'm away from it, I don't really feel like I got to get back to it. Like, I don't feel some huge draw. And it came out on the way wrong fucking day.
Why is that?
Why is that?
Because that was fucking Arcade Edition.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's right. That's why I kind of, yeah.
It needed to come out like a week earlier. I'd have finished it probably ahead of that. Because it's certainly more entertaining than Hunted.
So you're not digging
it's
Hunted?
Not a
then?
Bad game. It's just average. It's just average.
Hunted is just average.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's fun, but it's got plenty of flaws. So
are you getting Dungeon Siege?
Am I what?
Are you getting Dungeon Siege?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I have much higher hopes for that.
Yeah, demo was good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
demo's
I did too.
Fantastic. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. What else? Yeah, you were going to say something, and before we got into Infamous talk.
I was.
I thought you were. I guess
I had
not
half a glass of scotch tonight.
Nice.
And that's why he forgot.
I don't know. I had nothing. I just wanted, like I said, I wanted to bring your show down. I don't have anything important to say.
I don't think that's... that's neither do we, dude.
I know. That's the point of our show. It's nothing important. Hey, you want a pip or shit?
No, that's what? Fine. It's really okay.
CamerasOnlyOler.com. It's a website.
It's a website. It's your call, dude.
Dude, I fucking hate
that podcast. That podcast does not suck.
I appreciate that, dude. That means a lot coming out of your mouth. people are begging for Oni Talk in the
Yeah, well, everybody and their grandmother is using Oni. That's what I've realized. I wouldn't. Everyone's like talking up like Yun and Yang, but out of people that like regularly play, everyone picked up Oni. Everyone, you did, Jason did, Aces did.
Isn't he a little overpowering? I mean, isn't he a little like unbalanced?
No. Oni's not that bad.
No,
apparently
no.
Yun and Yang are really bad, but I haven't really played a really good one yet. That's right, Antec. If you're listening to this,
Yun is obnoxious. I'm sorry, but Yun is just absolutely obnoxious. His super is like a win button. Yes, you still have to be able to freaking do combos, but it's a freaking win button.
I haven't really used him yet at all.
Oh, yeah, you just wait. You're complaining about me playing Oni. Fuck that, dude. You play every character I fucking hate in that game. Except for, why don't you just pick up T-Hawk and do have like the trifecta?
Are you talking about that old PS2 Bungie game, Oni? Because I love that game.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about.
Oni, it's funny.
The first time I went searching on Oni, that was what came up.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, Oni combo. And then that fucking game was like the number one Google hit. I'm like, really? Street Fighter hasn't beat this shit yet?
That's pretty funny.
So we don't need to talk of Street Fighter. People are probably sick of it anyway. So
yeah, exactly.
I'm done. I'm out.
Peace. Cool. Thanks for calling in, Scott. We'll talk to you soon.
See you, dude.
All right. Line's open. We can take a couple more because we are at about 50 minutes right now. So,
oh wait, I'm pretty sure Glenn Kill9 uses Oni as well.
Hello, you're on Indus. Who this?
Let me repeat. GR Sonic.
Oh hey,
GR Sonic. Oh, what's up, dog? You were like the first.
Yes, fine.
You're like the first person in the chat room today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, so early time.
You got to meet my brother, Trevor, who's in there, Trevor39. He's okay, I guess.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah. I don't mind that. Okay.
So what's up, man? What's the haps, man? What you been playing? What are you playing right now? You said Outland, right? How you digging that joint?
Yeah, I really enjoyed that game. Really awesome.
I still need to get that stuff, that thing.
It's good, man. Wonderful. You definitely should get it.
Hey, Chris. How long is
it? Yeah, mute button. How about that?
A couple of hours.
Have you played any of the co-op yet?
No, I haven't played any co-op yet.
That works. It works really well. Jason and I did it on the industry. It was a lot of fun. So nice. I highly suggest it.
Awesome.
What else you got? What else are you playing?
So what?
I said, what else are you playing? What else you got?
Not so much. Beyond Good and
Evil.
Beyond Good and Evil?
Is that your first time playing through it?
Yeah, actually, it's the first time I'm playing it.
Oh, wow. I haven't
played the PS2 version yet. It's really good, really. Really enjoying it so far.
So even though you haven't played it, you still think it holds up? You're having a good time with it?
Yeah, it takes a little time. But I'm getting a hang of it, of course.
Good stuff.
I mean, from what I remember from the last time I played Beyond Good and Evil, like, I think the game holds up pretty well. I never thought once, like, wow, this game is just too old for me to play.
I think it held up well, too, because we did it with for one of our good old game reviews back in the day. And I played all the way through the game and fucking loved every minute of it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It's a great game. I really hope that 2 comes out soon. I really want it.
Well, they're saying it's probably about a next generation of consoles.
Yeah, it's better.
That's what they said, anyway.
Really? No.
Yeah, they came out and said that it's still in the works, but it's don't expect it this generation.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, well, hey. You. Yeah. So where are you calling from, JR?
I'm calling from Norway.
Holy shit. You know Poop and Flames?
Yep. He's on my friend list.
Nice.
He's on my PSN friend list.
Good stuff. Good. Yeah, you ever met him on purpose?
On purpose. You ever met him on purpose?
Nah, I haven't met them in person.
Apparently, Norway is like Canada. If you know anyone from fucking Norway, they all live down the street from each other.
Hey, Jeff, you know I have a friend in Canada. Maybe you know.
I know.
But isn't Poop and Flames, isn't he in Sweden, not Norway?
No, he's in Norway.
Is he in Norway?
Hardcore Norway, man. Black Central.
My bad. My bad.
There you go. That's what I said. It was like born there and shit.
Yeah.
Or something.
He's born there.
Anything else you want to talk about, GR?
Well, not that much, other than writing writing about the Project Diva article I'm putting out on Retroids.
Okay.
Project Diva, is that all about Travis? I'm sorry. I kind of thought that's where we were going.
Chris, well played.
Mm-hmm. That was awesome.
Wow.
High five.
Fist bump. What's the article about?
Fist bump.
God damn it. Don't mention. Anyway, it's about that Japanese rhythm game I'm using it to play most of the time. So I made a girl.
Right, did you just say you met a girl?
No, are you nuts? Not yet.
No, I think you cut out there, so we didn't get a chance to hear what you said. Can you repeat that?
Yeah. Yeah, cut out.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Just an article of a PSP game, Japan.
Okay, and so you said it's a rhythm game. What kind of is it? Is it like Rock Band on PSP, where you're tapping to the beat? I mean, how's it work?
No, it's basically just you see notes there that resembles the PlayStation symbols. When I come down to the destinations, you have to press the right button on it.
Okay. Cool. When can we expect that to be out?
Really interesting.
Hey, JR, we have a request from the chat room. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Can you say, get these frickin' ducks away from me?
What?
Just say, get these frickin' ducks away from me, apparently.
Oh, my gosh.
You gotta say it, dog.
You have to say it. There's people in the chat room are saying they want you to say, get these freaking ducks away from me.
Get these freaking ducks away from me.
I don't know if that's supposed to be funny or not, but you did it.
It's a strong bad reference from Homestar Runner.
Okay.
And now if you can say check the emails, that would be really funny.
Travis, shut up.
Oh no, it's just
I'm agreeing. Just shut up.
Hey GR. When can we expect your article to be posted?
Sometime this weekend.
Cool.
I think Trickman Cherry knows about that.
All right, good deal. So if Trickman holds up his end of the bargain, and he's in the chat, so that's why I'm saying it that way.
Yep.
So your article should be up by the time this show actually posts online.
Yeah, either probably Saturday or Sunday, whatever fits for me.
Good deal. Sounds good, man.
Nice.
Thanks,
well, hey,
sure.
GR, thanks a lot for calling in. We appreciate it, buddy, and thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Yep.
For
You're
real.
Welcome,
thanks
guys.
For staying up.
All right, take care, buddy.
Yeah.
See you, bud.
Bye. Night.
All right, I want to take two more calls, and then we got to cut it off because we're going pretty long. So here's the first one.
Where the fuck is Jason?
I think he went to bed already. Hey, you're on Indus. Oh. Who's this?
It's Sangrita.
Sangrita.
Hey, Sangrita. What's going on, dude?
What is up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, from New Zealand. It is New Zealand, right?
Thought it was Australia.
Yeah, it is New Zealand.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
yeah,
gonna
right.
fucking slap you when I see you, man. If I ever get to see you.
Hey, if it makes it any better, I'm a huge Flight of the Conchords fan. Does that make it any better?
That makes me want to slap you even harder. I
was a fan of them before they got quote unquote famous. All right, I was a huge fan of them like five years ago. So,
I liked them back when they were indie, man. I liked them when they were cool.
I was one of my cool Big Dick Travis.
Travis, are you salty?
What's going on?
I liked them back.
Fuck, Chris.
Not much, anyway, man. How are you doing? Yeah. What are you playing lately?
I've just finished off Mass Effect 2 again.
Yeah, again? How many times have you played it?
I finished number two. I'm on to number three now, which is awesome. I just got the platinum and stuff. So
oh, cool, man.
Just pushing through that.
All right.
Picked up Dragon Age 2, so I'm playing that. I've got a bit of a BioWare hard on at the moment.
Sounds like it.
There is nothing wrong with that.
That's right. That's right.
Picked up Dirt 3.
Oh, cool.
Well, not last week, the week before. That's pretty fun.
All right.
Played a bit with some guys.
That's getting a lot of good. That's getting a lot of good reviews, man.
Ask Chris and Travis how they thought about Dirt 3.
Hey, I thought Dirt 3 was pretty good, man. I mean, it just takes a while to get used to the
game. It's fucking hard.
Yeah, it's probably got a lot of realism to the way it controls, and that's why it's so hard for us to do it. Because I mean, shit, I was bouncing around like I was on springs or some shit like that, like the car is. So, yeah. What else you got?
Funny, I didn't find it hard.
That's just because you're more of a man than me. That's why.
Yeah, been playing. Actually, the thing I've been playing the most lately is Plants vs. Zombies on the iPhone, which is kind of crazy.
Nice.
Isn't that addicting to fucking all hell?
Nah, yeah, it's pretty good. They just updated it and got some of the more of the PC features in there. I'm playing that a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I played that. I played that off of Steam, and until I got to the rooftops, and they just pissed me off at that point. And I was like, I think I'm done for now. So I just haven't gone back to it.
Right.
But I did. They did. It did actually come out for Android, and I downloaded it, and I got to it. It does feel really good on that touchscreen on the mobile device. Mm. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Well,
Sangrita. There you are.
Steam for like $3 or something.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah. There's a little bit of a delay. That's all.
All right. I picked up Rainbow Six Vegas and Rainbow Six Vegas 2 on Steam when it was on sale.
Oh, cool.
Is there people playing that? Are you playing that multiplayer?
Oh, I picked it up with a mate of mine. We just go around to each other's place and just sit there and play some co-op for a while. It's pretty fun. Pretty technical.
Have you tried to play it versus at all? Like,
I haven't, not lately, but I used to back when it came out on the PS3. I used to play it a bit.
I'm wondering if people are still playing that game. Because people used to be like in love with that game. Or like Rainbow Six Vegas and Vegas 2. That was like the jam for a while on like Xbox Live and PSN.
Yes, it was the jam, Jeff.
You know what? It's funny how you're the one fucking being a condescending prick when I say the jam. That's kind of ironic right there.
No, I mean, nice. I really dig the Vegas games a lot and everything, because like there was something about that game where I couldn't stop sitting down and playing Terrorist Hunt with all my friends. Like that was just, like the most fun I ever had and everything. Like it's that constant onslaught, and it was like kind of like the first example of like what a horde mode could be before Gears of War kind of like, you know, made horde mode and everything. So Terrorist Hunt was always a great little kind of experiment before, you know, we kind of got what Epic gave us.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Good deal.
Yeah, that's all. Civ 5 as well. That's it.
Oh, Civ 5 too?
Yeah.
That game is so, like, okay. Like, I got to the point where after the Justin McElroy thing we did, like I kept on playing the Civ 5 demo over and over again,
disaster.
But I could never make myself buy the game completely. Like never could make myself buy it completely. See, and that's what I'm waiting for. But every time I look, it's always every time I see it, it's $50. So it's like I'm not buying it for $50. You know, but I've never seen a sale yet. Yeah.
That's cool, man.
So yeah, that's about it for me.
That's a lot of games. Good deal, man. And so I guess we can expect you to have feedback on Mass Effect 3 when that comes out. Sounds like you're playing the shit out of that. Cool.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
All right. Sangrita, I appreciate you calling in, buddy, and thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for putting out shows.
Hey, no problem, man. We're going to keep doing it as long as you guys are listening. We're still not sure why you guys listen.
Calling in. I think we have an average call time now of like fucking 4 a.m.
I know.
Yeah.
All right, man. You have a good day, man.
Can we get some Americans on here?
All right. I'm taking one more call, and I think I'm going to call this person because he's called me 5 times. Oh, no. He just make it 6. Hello. You're on Indus.
Holy crap. This call is huge. What's up, guys?
Oh, my God. There you fucking go.
Fuck this guy. He likes Duke Nukem. Get him off the show.
Hey, wait. I think you're just salty about Dungeon Siege right now.
How is Dungeon Siege, dude? How are you liking it?
Don't blow, bitch, and you better get that fucking review out before Street Date.
It'll be out. It'll be out. It'll be out earliest tomorrow, latest Monday.
Cool, nice. Cool. Good deal.
Nice.
Hey, that's my line.
Hey, that's the one. Whoa. Travis taking the catchphrases. Come
I know,
on,
seriously.
Sorry, dude. Word up.
It's all right, bro dog.
It's a bro down.
Oh, God.
Mr. God, Aces, how are you doing, dude?
Dude, I'm doing good. I got off work, and then I started listening on this fine live stream you got going.
Which fine live stream is it's that? Because okay. You must not be talking about ours.
Oh, whoa. Was Zendis? I thought I was listening to Scott Sauer for a little bit.
You were. He called in.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So you have been a busy motherfucker lately.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's
Yeah, we got to give more... this kid props.
Absolutely. Guys, I know a lot of you know that we brought Aces on, but he is the one that is responsible for getting the two interviews that we're going to be doing next week and the following week, and as well as another interview that we're working on setting up for July. He is on top of things. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
So props to you, brother. You're doing a damn good job.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you put me on here for a reason, and I'm making sure that shows, so...
It is showing. It definitely is.
And I'm super, super, super happy we stole you away from Game Crashers.
From Game who? Crashers? Game Crashers?
Is that who it was?
No, it was Irrational Podcast.
I mean, everyone is on that show, so it doesn't matter.
We'll edit that.
Is he still in the chat?
He's attention Aces, by the way.
Oh, I know. I know.
Thanks. What are you playing, Aces, besides Dungeon Siege?
Well, Duke.
The Duke.
What's up, Duke Nukem?
And how are you liking Duke?
And is it terrible?
No. Travis is lying.
Dude, be real. Come on, man. Okay, this is totally real. Like, what do you like about it?
Dude, I don't know. Like, a lot of the people have been complaining that you can't, like, connect with Duke. Like, he's not a person that anyone is like. But, like, I don't see that as a problem because everyone should know going in that Duke's not a character that you're going to relate to. Like, he is an over-the-top kind of character not by today's standards. He's not completely over-the-top, but it's still some of the situations he's in is, like, ridiculous. And, like, I still find the humor funny even though it's nothing but toilet humor. Like,
there's nothing wrong with toilet humor.
I don't even find the toilet humor. Like,
you gotta keep this, like, this is Aces, okay? Aces is a little bit younger than we are. When Duke Nukem 3D came out, we were not too much younger than Aces is now. And we thought that was fucking hilarious.
I'm gonna be real with you, I never really dug the Duke series.
Well, I mean, that would be
I thought it was funny.
Forever.
Yeah, for real, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean
me trying to play Madden. I'm like, no, fuck that. I hate that game.
No, and you probably make a good point there, to be honest with you. Like, you probably make a great point. Like, the only thing that I really enjoyed out of Duke Nukem was the interactivity with the stages and the levels and everything. That was really cool. Turn lights on and off. I was like, wow, you can't do this in Doom, because the only point of comparison was Wolfenstein and Doom. So at that point, you're like, wow, you can't do this in any other shooters. Like, everything's interactive. Oh, there's an Easter egg. You can actually go into the theater booth and turn on a porno in a movie. Oh, that's awesome. That's great. You know, you could never do that before. And that's pretty much, for me as a player, those are all the games. That's all the game had to show for me. And then that luster wore off, and I never beat a Duke Nukem game to date. Never. Ever.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not trying to say that this is a great game by any comparisons. There's a lot of problems. And that's pretty evident just from the amount of negative reviews out there. But I don't know. From how much I've played so far, it seems like a lot of people are lowballing it just for, like, website hits or just because they can. Like, giving this game a 3 or a 2 out of 10 is just insane in my mind.
I think
I don't know. My thing is, like, a lot of people are just crapping it for being a terrible game. I want to play it because I need to play. I have to play.
Yeah, I want to play it too. But one thing I will say is a bunch of shit is, did you guys hear about the PR company which 2K promptly fired after they said what they said?
Yeah,
they apparently threatened to not give reviewers that gave it a bad score. They threatened to not give them games anymore to review.
Okay, that wasn't coming from Gearbox. It was coming from 2K?
No, it was coming from the PR company.
The PR house.
Yeah, it was coming from the PR house that 2K brought on to do PR for Duke Nukem.
Yeah, okay.
And 2K promptly got rid of them.
Oh,
and
wow.
Said, you are not doing any PR for our games ever again. So, I mean, horrible. Yeah, horrible.
So the PR company said, if you don't give us a certain...
It was score. After. It was afterwards. After the scores started coming out, they were like, well, we're going to have to reevaluate who we give games to.
This is the PR.
Yeah,
though,
who
not.
They give.
The PR company.
They were pretty much saying that, like, hey, the people who lowballed this game, we're probably not going to give you review copies for an X Game 4. I mean, that's something every PR company does, but that's not something you just openly say.
Well, that's why I want to straighten out. Is that coming from 2K or coming from the PR company that they hire to promote?
It's coming from the PR company that they hired
they fired them after they said that.
And they fired them after they said that. Correct.
Okay, good. Okay, I just want to clear that because a lot of people in the chat room right now are saying, like, well, 2K is being a bit unfair. So I just want to clear that up. It's not 2K saying
it's not 2K. It is not Gearbox. It was the PR company they hired. And I don't remember the name of the company, but that was a bunch of shit. I mean, that should never happen. It's like, the reviewers are there to give their honest opinions, and when they do, then, you know, they're going to threaten to not give games to them anymore. It's like, go fuck yourself, you know? And that's I don't know.
Yeah, if you're not going to give game, like, especially when you have big title games, you're not giving them to the big fucking media outlets, then too bad. It's like, they say, we're not going to give it in this. We'll be like, well, you're not missing much. It's like, hey, Giant Bomb, IGN, we're not giving you review copies. Yeah, then they're fucked.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what's more interesting is that not that the Forever actually came out. It's I'm more interested in what Gearbox is going to do with Duke, you know, when they actually make their own entire game.
That are they planning on it?
Gearbox is a great fucking developer.
I don't think we're going to see another Duke. Not for a while.
You know what? I wouldn't.
This game's going to do decently based on fucking the fact that it's Duke Nukem Forever.
Exactly. Gearbox is going to make a shit ton of money just because it's Duke Nukem.
Yeah, Pitchford tweeted earlier today that he said, based on their sales numbers, that it seems like consumers obviously love Gears, so the game's selling pretty well.
Yeah, I think it's going to do all right, just because basis Duke Nukem, it's like a joke. It's like me and Chris said, like, I don't think it's going to be a great game, but I want to play it just because it's Duke Nukem Forever. Like, that's like a piece of our fucking
Because Pitchford says, I'm really appreciating, well, you know, how much people love Duke. Just by people buying it day one, they're not buying it because they're clamoring. Hey, Chris, they're not clamoring for you know, the hottest new title is coming out. They're clamoring because of the fact that this game has been in development for, you know, 13, 14 years. That's the only thing.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I mean,
and that's why people want it.
But like I said, Gearbox wouldn't have bought the Duke Nukem IP if they didn't plan on making their own game. See, I don't agree with that. I think they saw an opportunity to make money with this game this generation.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. And I'm sure they made money. And I'm sure they will, you know, continue to make Duke games. Or make another Duke game. I seriously wouldn't doubt it, man. Because you know they're going to make money off of this game. It's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
But again, I'd rather do a fucking another Borderlands or do something like that first.
I would love to see another Borderlands first.
Yeah. Oh, God. Did you see the trailer for the new, what is it? Something Furious 4? The Gearbox games. Brothers in Arms.
I was going to say do a proper Brothers in Arms game. do a more, you know, update version of that. A better version of what they did in the last, you know, current gen title.
Well, I mean, they had the E3 trailer that looked like Inglourious Basterds, but
that's going to be.
It still might end up being okay. That's just a fucking trailer. It's like,
yeah, we don't know what it is. It could.
If we're gonna judge every game by their trailer, a lot of shitty games would have been fucking awesome, and a lot of fucking awesome games would have been shitty. So
yeah, what's up, Duke Nukem? That game would have been fucking perfect 10. What's up, trailer?
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, I got nothing else, guys.
That's cool, man. Well, hey, thanks for doing what you do, and I look forward to reading your Dungeon Siege review.
Word.
I look forward to start writing it, and hey, Jeff, Street Fighter afterwards?
Yeah, for sure, 100%.
You guys are
all right.
Nuts.
Later, guys.
Later, dude.
Take it easy.
See ya.
All right, that is the call. All the calls we are going to take tonight. It is getting pretty late, so we're going to move on. We want to thank everybody that called in. And also thank you guys for hanging out with us for this long, because it is, we have been talking for a few hours, a couple hours. So, let's move on to new releases. Let's do that shit. We usually have a voicemail from Mr. Repeat, but, lucky for me, this week he couldn't send one in and he sent us an email instead. So I am going to read that as soon as I can find it. All right, Repeat has to say, sorry for the text version this week, but I was busy, lazy, forgetful, etc.
Big Pete.
Big Pete. And didn't get around to recording anything. The most interesting looking retail game this week is Shadows of the Damned for 360 and PS3. This is sort of an action game where you shoot things with your Johnson. Really?
What?
That's what it says. He said, this is the sort of action game where you shoot things with your Johnson. That's a transforming gun and totally not a euphemism for your penis, despite one of the gun modes being called boner. Penis gun aside, the interesting thing about this game is that it is made by Goichi Suda and Shinji Mikami. I'm hoping I got those right.
Shinji Mikami and Suda51, man. Yeah, so it's pretty much No More Heroes and Silent Hill.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pete on me?
With truckloads of money provided by EA. The third Dungeon Siege game is out for 360 and PS3, which could be a fun action RPG. Attempting to compete with, I don't even know what that is, Squintiados? Sorry, dude. For the dumbest game naming award, Warner Brothers is releasing F.3.A.R. For 360 and PS3. The funny thing is he actually spelled it out, F. dot. That was awesome. I assume this will be much like the other Fear game, which I hear are decent shooters. On the download front, XBLA is getting trenched, which is the latest from Double Fine. It's sort of a mech game with the tower defense stuff added. Finally, for DSiWare, we are getting the newly renamed Pro Jumper Chimaki's Hot Spring Tour Guilty Gear Tangent. This is not a fighting game like Guilty Gear, like the Guilty Gear part of the name would imply. Instead, it's a platformer spinoff based on the hidden collectibles from the 3D Guilty Gear spinoff, Guilty Gear 2 Overture. Later, Repeat. All right. Let me see if there's gaps to fill
in. Thanks, Big
Pete. The only thing that I see to fill in is that Cars 2 is coming out for everything. And that is it. So, pick of the week. Oh, Real Fishing Paradise 3D is coming out for 3DS. Real Fishing Paradise 3D. You know you want that.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
Pick of the week.
God, I've had that pre-order for like months.
And if you want Transformers isn't street yet. It's, if they have it in stock, you can get Transformers anywhere right now.
Oh, that's
sweeter
cool.
If you wrap your Peter.
Okay, so pick of the week.
Dungeon Siege 3. Pick of the week. Lock it down.
I agree.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing.
All right. In that case, let's move on to emails. Travis, take over.
Yeah.
All right. Just to let you know, my email regarding inflatable sex dolls was in response to the Duke Nukem Special Edition contest you were talking about.
Oh.
I listened while working nights and erroneously thought this was the question of the week. Hopefully, it now makes at least a tiny bit more
sense. That makes a lot more sense.
Discussions last episode, and in particular to the Wii U name. Eurogamer has an interesting article about this and also the 3DS, which he gives us the link. To summarize the argument, though, people are confused about the 3DS not knowing that it's a new console, thinking it's another variation of the DS. The same thing has already happened with the Wii U. This might explain why Sony chose a new name for the PSP2, as there has been a number of variations on the PSP as well. Love the podcast, Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
I think he makes a perfect point.
And this is what I've been saying the whole time. It's like it's the same thing with the 3DS. It just sounds like another iteration. And, you know, Wii U is the same way. And that's going to hurt them a lot in the sales front.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I totally agree, Eric, man. That's a great point.
Yes, sir.
You are correct, sir. Another email, guys. Hey dudes, JG92 here, just throwing something out there. Wii U is really called Nintendo DS XXXXXL. How? Think about it. Your TV is a top screen of the DS, an iPad with the knobs on a lower screen with the controls all over it. Just a little thing I noticed. Thank guys. Love y'all. JG92.
And definitely not the first one that noticed that, because it's...
Thanks, JG.
I'm sure it will... I'm sure we'll get some sort of, like, DS-style games that will appear on the Wii U. There's no doubt about that in my mind.
And those are the main games for me personally that are going to really, like, you know, draw me to that system.
So the whole baseball thing, even though it was like a fucking tech demo, catching the baseball with the controller, that's fucking cool. I'm sorry.
I thought the coolest thing that they showed with the actual remote, with the Wii U control thing, the Wii U pad, let's call it that.
Mm-hmm.
Was the whole silent scope deal they did, where it was like zoomed in on the screen of the controller. I thought that was really fucking cool.
I'm at the point now. I've tried so many different type of shooters, like with, like, you know, sticks and then then motion control. I'm at the point now where I will never ever play a shooter unless I have, you know, a regular controller in my hands. I can't. I'm tired of trying. I'm tired of getting my hopes up and saying this could be a new way to play a first person shooter.
And but I don't think they were touting that as a first person shooter.
Oh yeah, I don't want that. I don't want a new way to play a first person shooter. Putting a fucking move or a connect or something, like, that's just dumb.
That's the thing though. I don't think they were touting that as a first person shooter. I think they were touting it as like a light gun game.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, light gun game, I don't consider a first person shooter though.
Right. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, last email. What's going on in this crew?
What's up?
Wolfhound22 here. I recently got back to listening to the podcast again. I had gotten laid off from my job back in November, just a month after my son was born.
Ouch.
And pretty much got away from all the podcasts.
That's rough, man. Sucks, man. Sorry.
Well, we're here for you, Wolf. I'm not going to lie to you. We're here for you. We got your back. I recently started working again, and you guys were the first podcast I started listening to.
Hey, thanks.
I've been slowly going through the backlog of episodes and just have one thing to say. Game dev story for the fucking win.
Hell yeah.
On to my question. Do you guys ever go back and listen to any of your older episodes? I'm sure it's a rare thing, but after listening to some of the episodes I missed from 6 months ago, it's pretty damn funny. Knowing what we know now about all of the latest gaming news, making those arguments you guys had back then all make them all the more funnier. Also, listening to the NGP episode and how you all would go crazy if it was released for $250 made me laugh, knowing that this is, in fact, what it would release for. So, do you guys ever do this? If not, do you ever do this with other podcasts? If not, I suggest just listening to an episode from a year ago. What happened then compared to now is really great. Okay, guys, keep on doing what you do best. Love, Wolfhound22.
Thank you, Wolf.
Thanks, Wolf.
I will say this. I go back and listen to older shows when it's relevant to what we're doing on future shows. So, like, for instance... For instance,
when
we do the prediction revisits, it makes sense to go back and listen to the prediction show again.
That makes sense.
And
I want to go back and listen to, like, literally, like, when we first started.
Oh god, the first few episodes are so fucking bad.
I like Assassin's Creed, and you got like attacks and stuff, and you can climb up buildings. It's fun. There's a storyline, and it's kind of cool and stuff. So Christopher, what have you been playing?
I don't think we were ever that bad, Jeff. At least I hope not.
That's the way I pictured in my mind. And I never want to go back.
Travis, do you go back and listen to old shows?
Not too much, honestly. Like, if I were to ever, like, there's only like one show. Two shows that I have kind of saved on my phone. Like, if I ever wanted to listen to them, and it's episode 0 and 0.5.
Yeah, because those are more kind of
keep on me. Like, if I
that's
do
more comedy than anything.
That's you know, if there's nothing else to listen to, I'll pop on those and everything just for fun, because they're fun to listen to. It's honestly some of the funniest stuff that we've ever done. So, for a good laugh, you know, it's there.
Exactly. Very cool.
And then for other episodes, I mean, I listen to Joystick episode 0, which is like god awful funny. So I listen to that too. But other than that, it's just current episodes of whatever podcast I have the time to listen to now.
Yeah, and Jeff doesn't listen to the current podcast, so he would never go back and listen to the old ones.
I would go back and listen to old ones, just not ones that we just recently did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right. Well, that I'm not getting into it. Why would you listen to something you were there or a part of? It makes sense for whoever's editing to listen to them.
No.
Because you have to. It's like you're editing, you have to listen to them. But if you're already there for the conversation, why on earth would you go back and listen to them again? Because
shit's funny, man.
I don't listen. I don't listen to every episode that we.
To me,
out,
it sounds like
that I
it's
edit,
like
the ones that I edit. I listen to them from start to finish after it releases and everything because I just want to make sure that
Makes sense. You want to make sure it flows fine. To me, it sounds like a band listening to their own music. It's like, why would you leave? You know how to play. You play the songs every fucking day. Like, why would you want to listen? Why would you want to hear that? And I don't know. It's like. I don't know, and I hate the sound of my voice. I'm insecure, goddammit!
Jeff, I love the sound of your voice, man.
You sound beautiful.
You're sexy.
Thank you.
All right, let's get this show over with, man. What do you say we wrap up with question of the week?
I'm pretty tired.
Yeah, let's do this.
I'm sorry for endless questions, guys, but we're going way too fucking late, so we'll hit that up next weekend, or next week for sure. I'm going
to
stop there.
Yeah, that. You know that. All right, question of the week for next week. We are going to have Way Forward on the show next week. As I said earlier, they had to last minute kind of cancel on us because they were still in E3 recovery mode. So they will be with us next week, and we will be talking about Blood Rain Betrayal. So get your questions in for them. You can either go on to retroids.com and post your questions, or even interactivedistractions.com. We have posts up there, and you can leave comments there. Or you can send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail as well. That is 706-760-4337.
It's like Lee, but it's not.
That's right. If you are on Twitter, you can follow us. We are Indus Podcast. And you can follow us individually as well. That is Indus Chris, Indus Travis, Indus Jason, and Indus Geoff.
G-E-O-F-F.
Geoff. Oh, I thought you were going to skip it.
Hey, there's Chris.
There I am. Check us out on Twitter. Not Twitter. Check us out on Facebook. That is Interactive Distractions Podcast.
And no one cares about Facebook.
Yeah, well, I know. And I think that is about it. So do you guys have anything else before we wrap up and get out of here?
Thanks. No. Thanks, everybody, for watching us, man. Like, this was so last minute. I'm happy to see everybody joining us for this whole thing.
Yeah, this is definitely it was a very good sight to see. We were not expecting to have this kind of turnout, so much props to those of you that stuck with us, especially those of you that called in from other countries. And thank you guys for just hanging out with us.
And the one American, Scott Sauer from the Goo.
Well, and don't forget Aces. Aces called too.
Oh, and Aces. That's right.
But so seriously, guys, thank you for hanging out with us, and thank you for dealing with our last minute changes of the show and that kind of thing. And if you liked this format, if you liked the way this worked, let us know. Obviously, we still have some kinks to work out, but we have been thinking about doing this kind of thing, like doing it in this format on Thursday nights. So let us know what you think. And that is all I've got. So until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Travis.
I'm Jeff.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.
Play some Street Fighter!
Play some Infamous.
Play some Duke Nukem!
Fuck you, dude.
You're such an asshole.
I know, no shit, dude.
Good job, Jeff.